Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush now. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Geo, Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and you already know what it is. Always giving you what you want and what you need, and we're turned all the way up, like every single day. And you know what I'm saying? Today, we're going to have the chief rocker, Busy B. Y'all know him from Wild Styles, the legend, that battle Kumo D. Your man always give you the bomb to the bomb, the bang-a-dang diggy. Always rocking the stage, man. Your man will be live on Lush Radio Online. The chief rocker, Busy B, in the place to be, will be live on Lush Radio Online, telling us about the Wild Styles reunion going down in B-More this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's so exclusive. It got 2 days is going on, man. Saturday and Sunday, man. So you need to call in at 347-826-7722. Busy B will be live on Lush Radio Online. And definitely we want to thank our sponsors, OhanaShop.com, along with OhanaShop.com, Capital Customs. You know, they definitely let you allow yourself to brand your business, your company, through your shirts, whatever you wear, let you be you on Capital Customs. Also, shout out to all my people out there that's doing their 1-2 out there in the area. But like I said, we're going to have the chief rocker, Busy B, live on Lush Radio Online in a few seconds, talking to us about Wild Styles reunion going down this weekend. So if you're in the B-More area, you coming down, you need to be down at the event, because it's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Lushy Lush always keep you updated on different things that's going down. On top of that, if you need contracts, right, to protect yourself, you know what I'm saying? Depending on what kind of business you got going on, I got every contract that there is. You need partnership contracts. You need contracts for your publications. Everything you need, holler at your girl, Lushy Lush. I got you. For two contracts, $200. If you want four, if you want five contracts, I do a special for $400, and I'll consult you. We'll customize the contracts especially for you. And email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. It's going down coast to coast mixtapes. They're doing their event. They're doing their event August. August is going down. August 2010. August 27th to 29th, Newport Beachside Resort, Miami Beach, Florida. They're doing an early bird registration now, and it ends June 1st. So you need to go and log on to www.coasttocoastwiththenumber2convention.com. Log on there and check it out, man, because it's going down. They got so many people coming through, man, so you need to especially be at this event if you really want to get the word out about your music and do your 1-2. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Shout out to all the people that have been on our show, definitely supported our show. You know, we definitely love them all, man. And I'm definitely, you know, feeling really good right now. Shout out to all the people that are critics, man. Everybody's a critic. Jean Grey, Bad Seed, and Mimps, man. Check this joint out. We'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
Definitely gotta do something for these critics, my nigga. Everybody's a critic right now, man. Everybody got something to say, man. If they ain't rapping, then they grandmother rapping. If they grandmother rapping, then they grandfather rapping. I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. Everybody's a rapper. Everybody wanna criticize me for the shit I did. So I'm trying to holler at you, man. We need to hook up and do something for these motherfucking critics. You know what I mean? Get back at me, man. We here. Let's make music.
Oh. Right there, right there. Okay. And then I come in like,
this flower's a pine box central. Heron on an instrumental. Six men in this bitch. I'm the man in this bitch. And nope, they can't stand it. Beso mi culo. Nigga, that's Spanish. Kiss my black ass. You ain't understand it. Yep, yep. I'm back on my bullshit. Whoop your ass from the pew to the pulpit. You talk tough, but nope, you ain't gonna do shit. You foolish. I'm Tony Montana on the steps. I take all y'all bullets. You're not wanna test this effort. I play frisbee with your records, I confess it. I snatch your life, I do not want your necklace. Run, tell that email or text message. You soft like my girlfriend presses. Fuck bitches, get money, wait, that's sexist. I mean, fuck bitches, make us get money, that's it. I'm a rider, but my belt ain't fastened. I'm tired of y'all bastards. Mm-hmm. Everybody a critic. To the mid-act go, and the shit go clear it. Y'all internet dudes get fitted. Fatality, brutality. Fuck with me, lose calories and buckets of blood. That's what it does, it go down. Don't let the thing spin you around like Chris Brown. Woo! I know everybody a critic. Mm-hmm. I know everybody a critic. Mm-hmm. I know everybody a critic. I know everybody a critic. Mm-hmm. I know everybody a critic. Mm-hmm. I know everybody a critic.
All black, black, that's the shade of the card. How y'all act, act. Y'all just hate on me hard, I'm all that. Why don't you fall back? Don't you see that I'm busy? Why don't you call back? If you get the picture, why don't you draw that? Since your homeboy raps, tell me what are his drawbacks. Since he better than me, then tell me where y'all at. If I ain't a hot boy, then what do you call that? That. The flow stay dumb tight, dope stay dumb right. They tell me God bless you when I tell them goose untight. Mims, you dumb nice, I'm looking at dumb light. Oh, you don't know, man, I only need one mic. Although my neck shine, it ain't nothing like sunlight. Since I'm super rich, it's only right I rock dumb ice. You can't tell me nothing, man, see, I got my funds right. First that ever did it, it ain't never been done twice. First 1 mil so, then 2 mil so. Then the biggest rap record jump on Billboard. Who else could top the charts on the entrance? Mims and Phil won't go in the same sentence. Mm-hmm, I know, everybody's a critic. Anybody, I mean, everybody can spit it. We all talk money, but everybody don't live it. They confuse bullshit with niggas being the shit.
Mm-hmm, I know everybody a critic. Mm-hmm, I know everybody a critic. Mm-hmm, I know everybody a critic. I know everybody a critic. I know everybody a critic. I know everybody a critic.
You know I critique critics that tight.
When I drop, there's a pride in the plan. Jock for my fans, hometown and my mans. Locally, I'm totally vetted and so respected. Credited for records that many never expected. Like earthquakes and tremors, new improved member. Sharp light trimmer, smart like you remember. New year to simmer, burn all beginners. New top contenders, all of y'all offenders. On call sender, rap the wild sender. In the paint with hooks that well cater my agenda.
surrender your validation and pass. Cool in my slender as a dig in your wax. Simple mask to a great outlast any fame. All tracks laid as I smash in my train. Graded as an A, rated best in my slot. Dwell in the swamp to the LP pop. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Packing in my words, some jurors I burn free. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the piss in the air. Light it up. On the 1, 2, 3, when it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. My talk is persuasive, New Jersey native. Shine updated like vehicles upgraded. Mike nickel plated, so underrated. I'm anonymously known from my never called graded. Law strictly enforced, follow all rules. Like when the nigga make demands with the tool. Homeschooled and proven, industry chewing, locking up motherfuckers since the day of the doing. Lyrics all fluent, even for Europeans. Roaring in my language, but my music extreme. You seen live when I'm in the booth. Waves hit the camera to solidify proof. All work involved, time is evolved. Problems all solved from major shot call. All let the hustle and connect. Pilot game set like poker players and bet. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rock to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Passing in my words from jurors to burn free. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the piss in the air. Light it up, on the 1, 2, 3. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. Coming live and direct, like crime and the jet. Infamous in streets like dimes of the past. On this, I write more than metal condition. Block mention the comments from YouTube attention. Mature statement, bread in the basement. Flow is a starter, never need no replacement. Sick like patient, MC chicken. Use my skills wisely, like I'm in chicken. Musical relations, married to the game. Lifetime warranty, always fitting flames. Lame, entertain fetish for my hunger. Unknown shrimp like darkest windy thunder. No main topic, reckless to wattage. HD frequency, clear if you got it. Acknowledge the rims, I put the verse. Elders in from the jurors, confirmed in every church. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rock to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Passing in my words from jurors, I burn free. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the piss in the air. Light it up, on the 1, 2, 3. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be.
Yeah. Like I said, man, we live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I'm saying? And we giving it that 1, 2, 3, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Nitty Cruz and Erty Gaines that came through on the show not too long ago. Shout out to them doing their 1, 2. And I just want to say that for all the cats that's out there trying their best to be righteous out there in the game, salute to you guys, man, because your blessings shall be coming soon. We're supposed to be having the Chief Rock of Busy B online, but I just called him on the other line. He had some technical difficulties, so I don't know if he's going to come through today. But he does have the Wild Styles event going down this Saturday and Sunday on, you know, in Baltimore. So I'm going to have more details for that. But we got a caller from the block number live on Lush Radio Online. Peace.
Hey.
Peace, what's up, Paula? What's good with you?
Hey, what's up, baby girl? It's Big Things from the West Coast, Mayman Entertainment. What's happening with you, hon?
Ain't nothing much, you know what I'm saying? Digging in the scene on the gangster lane.
Hey, you know how to call in and stuff and give a shout out to Online Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, I hold it down here on the West Coast, sweetheart. So, how things going on with you?
Everything is great, man. It's definitely, you know, a blessing. You know, I'm glad that, you know, God gave me another breath to live. My daughter just did her 7th birthday this past weekend, and, you know, she's looking beautiful than ever, you know, and that's the apple of my eye. She had fun, and I think even the adults had fun, you know.
Wow.
It was great.
Because I saw her picture and stuff. She looked just like you, a splitting image, like for real, for real.
Yeah, she's just a little bit lighter than me. But she do look like me. That's my angel right there, man. I don't know if you know about the Coast to Coast mixtapes. They're having their 2nd annual Coast to Coast mixtape convention August 27th to 29th. Northport Beachside Resort in Miami, Florida is going down. So you need to log on to coasttocoastconvention.com, actually. It's going to be everybody and everybody out there. So it's definitely a hot thing. You definitely need to jump on board. Tell me what's new and what's going out there in the West Coast with you out there, Big Thing.
Okay, well, hey, everybody, here's the situation. Well, for those that don't know about what's going on, I'm the president and CEO of Mayman Entertainment here on the West Coast in the Bay Area, and I'm also the president of Rapstar Promo West. What we're doing right now, we're putting together Western Awareness Conference on June 26th at the L.A. Convention Center, and the focus and the thing behind that movement is unifying the West Coast. We're too segregated. So what my man did, Jazzy, or Jazzy Management, which is my brother from another mother, as well as my affiliate, as well, he called this whole crusade to squash everything that's going on, to be about music, because the eyes is getting back on the West Coast, so we got to come correct. So he's calling this one-day type of situation of everybody coming together, singles, models, rap artists, graphic designers, web designers. I'm talking about everybody inside the entertainment industry is going to be there. This is going to be real big. And some big names already have confirmed of being there. So, yeah, June 26, 2010, LA Convention Center, Western Awareness Conference is going down.
That's what it is. And the thing about it is I think with every state, we have that problem. The problem is, you know, with the unity. You know, and I'm finding, you know, the West Coast has been number one for being independent as with their, you know, growing of independent artists. And on top of that, you know, you got so many wonderful artists, but it seems like, you know, you guys are so separated. A lot of people say the West Coast, but they don't understand how much separation is going on over there, you know, and stuff like that. So, I mean, it would be interesting for that to, you know, definitely go down. Because you guys, you do the Bay Area, Watts, all these different parts. And, you know, it's not that many unity. It's not that much unity over there. But talk to the people more about that.
Yeah, basically, you know, where I live in Northern Cali, known as the Bay Area. I'm not that far from San Francisco. San Francisco is like number four on Arbitron Radio in the country. And I rep the Bay, but I rep Northern California. In L.A. is a 6.5-hour drive. If you're going to go by flight, either or, it's 1 hour and 15 minutes. So you got L.A., you got West Covina, you got Riverside, you have every, like, Southern California is real big. And what is it, you know, shout out to Watts, Compton, you know what I'm saying, Inglewood. It's just a whole type of situation. L.A. got their swag, the Bay Area got their swag. But what the problem is going on is there's a whole lot of beef going on, a whole lot of gang banging and beefing and stuff. We just trying to unify the West Coast. And shout out to G Malone and J Rock and Nipsey Hussle, man. Those cats been getting it in, and Bad Luck as well, man. You know, he been getting it in real tough out here as well. So basically, everybody's, man, this is big, right? Because everybody been networking. It's like everybody been politicking and stuff like that, and squashing things and making great records. So the thing is, everybody's coming together, and Jazzy saw, you know, Jazzy Management saw the vision of, like, you know what, we got to get rid of this problem. And I think what it is, man, it's like any other market or region. The thing is, don't be mad because I'm getting on my grind harder than yours. You know what I'm saying? If anything, let's eat together. Like, when the South, see, I'm from the South, so I'm from Houston. Shout out to H-Town. And I see things from the South perspective and from the West Coast perspective. So I represent the West and the South. So I'm not territorial. So I keep my ears and eyes to the streets. And I see how the South is eating. So the West have been seeing that too. And they've been going to a whole lot of conferences in the South and Virginia and New York and all those type of places and Miami. And they see all the unity. So they say, damn, man, how can we unify the West Coast? Well, live by example, you know what I mean? Because those cats getting cake, they get money, but they also taking care of their kids and their family. So that's one of the reasons that the West Coast is pretty much seeing the whole thing as a whole, as far as putting everything out on the table and just having peace gathering thing and just networking, man. It's no different than what Snoop did a couple years ago. Shout out to Snoop Dogg and stuff, because he put together Protect the West conference thing, and I think Steve Harvey was the host. Everybody was there. Crooked Eye, Dazzin' Corrupt, who else was there? Mac 10, I mean, The Game. I mean, everybody that was big on the West Coast was there. So this is more like extended visit, you know, basically extended invitation, you know what I'm saying? And so it's going to be big. It's going to be historic. It's going to be great. I can't wait. June 26th, y'all, LA Convention Center, Western Awareness Conference, and we just, hey, man, we just trying to tell everybody, hey, this is the way to do it. Now, not only just going to be LA to the Bay, we talking about Phoenix, Seattle, Utah, Denver, you know, everybody on the West Coast. This is going to be big. Everybody going to come out and support each other and get things cracking, you know.
That's real talk right there. That's serious, huh? And it's an issue that, you know, basically faced the whole entire United States of America anyway, you know, just, you know, in regards to music in general, is just coming together, you know. That's the hardest thing, is coming together as a unit. And a lot of people are so separated because they're so concerned about them getting on. But like we say, if we're not working together, we ain't working at all, you know. We need to support one another in this industry, you know. We definitely need to support one another in this industry. If we don't support one another, then we can't get anywhere in this industry. We definitely can't get anywhere. And I'm glad you brought up that situation right there. I got somebody calling in from the Jersey area. Peace, Q, what's up?
What's going on? How you doing?
Ain't nothing much. I got my boy Big Things live from the Cali area, and we're talking about some situations that just face, you know, unity when it comes to, you know, the people in the industry.
Okay.
You know, they're gonna be doing a conference. They're gonna be doing a conference out there in the actual California area about bringing people together and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Yeah, we do something like that out here in Jersey, too. We call it the Hip Hop Conference and everything. Matter of fact, it's going on around the 4th of July this year, downtown North area. All the hip-hop artists from New York, Los Angeles, California, Houston, down in the dirty Midwest, they all be out there, you know, performing, doing their thing, stuff like that out here, too.
That's what it is. Definitely, that's the situation. We need to bring unity in regards to just, you know, music in general. Like, you know, from the R&B singers to the rappers to all that. Because now I feel like it's more of like a separation, more than a unity. I think that everybody's like in competition with each other. You know.
Yeah.
One time.
And I want to piggyback on what you just said too, Miss Lush. One of the reasons too, I think people are working together with each other because they're forced to. I mean, because we're in a recession. And a recession been what? Since 2007? So everybody's funds is not the same as they were, what, 7 years ago maybe? And they seeing togetherness and stuff, you know, and hip-hop is still alive. The only difference is everything's going from CD to digital. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, the whole music industry is basically changing. And, you know, and like I said, the music game is just like, you know what I'm saying, the dope game. I mean, you know, if you don't earn your stripes and stuff and really politic, you're not going to make it. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right now, the way the music is right now, everything's on the independent side. Artists are learning, you know, more of a 50-50 joint venture deal with them solo and exiting their, you know, their label out so they can get that independent money, you know what I'm saying, to bring up cats around them and stuff through independent. And still, you know, basically they're getting two for one. One major, one indie, and keep it pushing. That's how cats are eating right now. And I think if more artists, not just, you know, not just hip-hop and R&B, I'm talking about, you know, pop, what else, rock, whatever, you know, country, it doesn't matter. You have to learn the independent game in order to respect in order for the label to respect you, because they're not going to respect you, and they're not going to give you nothing for free. So, I mean, the thing is, you got to have your business hat on. So, yeah, so that's what it is.
That's definitely what it is. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. We're just talking about the unity in the community when it comes to our music industry. Like, while we work together, you know, you're going to make more things happen if you work together than work apart. You know, you're going to be keep on working hard for no reason when you can really work smart. So we're going to talk more about that in a few seconds with Big Things and Q on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go to a quick commercial.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business, DJ Hustle? Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music consumer. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. So listen to Lushy Lush. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at e2kmagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike says, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Stick 'em. It's your girl Lushy Lush back in the building, talking about unity in the community, just having that unity, you know, in regards to, you know, being in the industry and stuff like that. We're talking about that. We have Q representing the Jersey area, and we have Big Things Live Online on Lush Radio Online. Also, I definitely want to shout out my boy DJ Scratch on Scratch Vision. It's www.djscratchradio.com. And definitely support DJ Scratch tonight. He has a show at 8 o'clock. You know he goes down because he always gives you, like, hot DJs on there. He got DJ Kenny Dope playing for 2 hours of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, all on 45. Showtime is at 8 p.m., so don't miss it. So definitely go and check out Scratch Vision. He's definitely one of our supporters on Lush Radio Online, so we salute him. Make sure you support his show. Like I said, we're live on Lush Radio talking about the unity. Also, for those cats that want to get into the business of being a publicist, that do dealing with publicity, I suggest the book. It's called Guerrilla Publicity, right? And if you want to basically be a publicist, don't just jump into it. Read about it. Research it. Study the ins and outs about it before you jump into anything. That's why I have to definitely enforce to you guys. It's called Guerrilla Publicity, and it's written by Jay Conrad Livingston and Rick Fisherman and Jill Lumbine. So definitely pick this book up if you're interested in being a publicist. And, you know, the main things that you definitely need to target if you're going to be a publicist is your target market, you know. And being a publicist is just basically expanding exposure for your client or yourself. Advertising, and it's something that is constant. You have to eat, breathe, and sleep this. If you're not into constantly grinding, then this might not be the job for you. So pick up the book, Guerrilla Publicity, okay, and Guerrilla Marketing. Those are two books I suggest for you to pick up today if you're interested in getting into the business. And also, once again, to reiterate, if you need contracts for your business, if you need one for partnerships, if you need a contract in order for you to deal with your production or artist manager contract, model release forms, I have all those forms, and I can create those for you and get those done for you, customize that for your business. Two contracts is $200 with consulting, and for five contracts is $400. That's a $400 special going on over here at Lush Radio Online, and we also do promo. So let me know if you're interested. Email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. So back, guys, let's talk about this community, and this community of the industry. I feel like a lot of people are kind of like separated, you know. I feel like a lot of people have lost the unity of what music stands for, is to, you know, to reach out to the people and stuff like that. Like, you have rappers on one side, you have musicians, you have singers on one side, you got DJs on one side. What happened to the unity, everybody coming together? Talk about it. What you guys feel? Big things, you back with me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I slightly disconnected, pushing the wrong button on my phone. Sorry for that. You want me to expound on it, or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. I think what it is that money, greed, and hate have overstepped the boundaries of the love for music. I think what it is that people look at these videos and see these dudes with these, you know, these Bentleys, these, you know, these mansions, whatever. That stuff is rented, okay? And the jewelry you see on them is rented. Half of it is just authentic, you know what I'm saying? So cats are more, they're not in, you know, some people are not in just for the love of music. What happened to it? Well, I think the labels and stuff, you know, the artists allow the labels to come in and distract things from them, like with the 360 deals. I mean, I don't want to go into that, but basically, they just want a piece, whatever, half, and what it is, everybody's trying to get it how they get it, and, you know, they're signing these, destructive contracts and stuff that's going to really destroy their career. So I think one of the things is they're not getting the education. That's reading Unity is not there. The education of the business and having legal representation, you know, publicists, just like you said earlier, and the good management. And when you don't have that, now you're going to take your life away. And so I think the conferences that I've been hearing about and going to, they're addressing the situation of how to be more business-oriented, because the labels are downsizing. They are laying off, 2,000 employees, but they're saving $100 million. You know what I'm saying? He's not selling like they used to. Everything's going digital. So, I mean, you know, right now Unity is all about educating each other to work together and do independent tours and stuff and get back to the fans and creating a format of how to get money the right way. So that's basically what it is to me. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's one of the reasons Unity is not really there, you know, and that's just my opinion.
That's what it is, and how do you feel about that, also, Q?
Well, I mean, I see the unity there. I don't travel all across the country anymore, and I'm here based in Jersey, North, and I see a lot of collaborations with R&B, rappers, R&B rappers, musicians. I see a lot of collaborations with that. You see that today now. I mean, you got Jay-Z performing with what's his name, Alicia Keys. You know, come on. Back in the day, you wouldn't have seen that. You know, so I mean, it all. I feel it's all depending on the area that you're from. You know, because I mean, I see a lot here on the East Coast. You know, a lot of rappers and R&B artists collaborating with each other, doing their thing. Now, as far as the music industry is, I don't know how they operate. I don't know how they operate, so I can't speak on their behalf. But from the artists that I do know personally, they collaborate with a lot of people. They even help write songs for artists. Rappers writing songs, R&B songs. I mean, come on. That was never heard of back in the day. A rapper was a rapper, a singer was a singer. You know? So it's all good to me on where I'm from now, where you may be from or where somebody else may be from, it might be totally different. It may be all just for themselves, and it's like, just give me the money, and I'll give what you got to get. But here, it's, I feel it's nothing but love, you know. That's how I feel, my personal point. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what it is. That's what it is. But, like, in regards to, like, your actual area, right, for artists in Jersey, do you feel like all the Jersey artists come together to support one another?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I got a cat out here by the name of MC. This boy is a triple threat. He's a writer, he's a rapper, and he's a singer. Okay? I see him write stuff for other people and don't get a dime for it and don't care about it. He do it for the love. You know, I mean, it's a lot of cats out here that do things for people. And on the East Coast. I mean, rappers support R&B artists are supporting rappers. Like tonight, I'm going to the Red Cafe to go support one of my friends, me. She's performing there tonight at the Red Cafe. You know, so, I mean, I guarantee you're going to see rappers there, R&B singers there, musicians there, whoever. You're going to see them people there because they do support each other out here. It's like one big netted circle, because one can't live without, one can't exist without the other.
Well, I mean, if you say that, but a lot of the artists that I've heard from Jersey say that it's really hard, you know, with the support in Jersey. You know, sometimes it's hard. I see some of them work together, but not all of them. And I know in New York it's really hard because everybody and their mothers are MC. And they don't always support one another.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you get some of them people like that. You get some of them people that they only out for themselves. They're not going to support nobody else. But you forget, if you support somebody else, that person is going to support you. Whoever that person, on that person's team, is going to support you. You know, but, I mean, like I say, I mean, I was in the music industry a long time ago, and I got fed up with it, and I got out of it and everything. So people that I mentioned, me, we got a kid named T-Dot, another one named Guns. These cats write. They don't just rap. They write. They write songs. And they put full effort, not just for themselves, but for the person they're writing for. You know, like I said, I can't speak outside of my area, but I can speak for my area from people that I've known. Like, for example, Dana Owens, Queen Latifah. She's a rapper and a singer. Her manager, Sha Kim, did all kinds of things for this girl. I mean, not for just her, but look, he brought Naughty by Nature out. He brought Naughty by Nature branched off, and they got Next.
I understand. The writing and stuff, what I'm talking about is the unity, okay? If one cat from Jersey comes up, do the rest of Jersey come and try to help the next person in Jersey, or do they just fall back and, like, focus on their own stuff?
Oh, for sure they do help each other out here. Like I said, what's his name from Naughty by Nature, DJ, I forget his name. He got out, he brought groups out. He brought what? Next out. He brought other groups out. He writes for other groups. So, yeah, they're not just going to look out for themselves. He even brought, who was his name? Jaheim out. Jaheim came straight home from prison. Not $2 in his pocket, but he knew Jaheim could sing, so he put Jaheim on board. And Jaheim is from here in Jersey.
Yeah, I know he's from there. I heard Joe from there, too.
No, Joe, what's Joe, the artist Joe, the singer?
I heard he's from Jersey, too.
No, Joe from South Carolina.
I heard he was from Jersey. I mean, I know he got a cousin out there from Jersey.
I got family out here, but he's from South Carolina.
He from South Carolina? Okay. All right. That's what it is. That's what it is. I got another caller calling them from the 347. 347. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's good? 347. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's good?
Hello?
What's up, Emma?
It's not Emma.
Oh, what's up, Tima? This is my cousin. What's good? What's up, cousin?
Hi, everybody.
What's up? What's
I just was calling in, listening to the show. I just called in right now. I'm just trying to hear what the show is about today. How's everybody doing?
What's up, cousin?
I'm fine.
That's good. That's it. That's all. I'm just showing some love. That's all.
What's up, cousin?
That's what's up. We were just talking about unity in the industry. Like, basically, do you feel like a separation with, you know, artists and stuff like that? Do you feel like in different states that artists support one another, or they feel like, or you feel like it's separation?
That's a good question. Oh, okay. I think
when one artist get on right from that state, do you feel like the other artists come out and say, yo, this my man, and, you know, they pull them up on board, or do they just say, like, the hell with them and keep rocking on by themselves?
Well, it depends. Like, for instance, like, in New York, for instance, like, the whole Jay-Z, and then it was, like, Mince Bleak, and then, like, his whole crew that he was with, you know, they kind of, like, he brought, you know, Tata, all those people, like, he kept his same camp when he was out here on these streets. But then, like, down south, like, I think they go a little harder, and they go a little differently. Like, they bring their whole block, like, their whole village. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the South, I feel like they just, like, bring everybody, whether they can rap or not, just because they on it. You know? That's the way I see it.
Uh-huh.
Like, from what I'm seeing from the videos, I really don't know too much, but from the videos and hearing people talking, you know, on radio stations and stuff, it just seemed like the love, like, if I had to pick, like, which state was, like, actually showing more love, it probably would be the South, because it seemed like they bring their whole community. But I think the South go even harder anyway because they ain't have a lot of resources like the North to get their albums and stuff out there. So.
What I call that, the MC Hammer syndrome.
Okay.
And why you say that for? Because he brought the whole crew?
He brought the whole city in.
Yeah, because I just talked to Sheila, so
I was on the conference call, and I told him
that.
Let me get my call.
Let me get my call.
Give you a call right back.
Okay.
No, that's what I call
it,
the MC Hammer syndrome.
Why'd you call it the MC Hammer syndrome? Why'd you say that?
Of course, look at Hammer. Hammer brought everybody in that wanted to get in. You know, dancers, rappers, singers, whatever. He had damn near a company working for him. You know, company. He put everybody in. He had so many people, he could open a company up. And 2 years down the road, he came out with that, what, Too Legit to Quit? And what happened? He ended up quitting because he was too not that legit no more. You know?
Wow. Okay. That's what it is. Is he still talking? Oh, I don't know what happened. Oh, all right. We got another caller from the 202. You're live on Lush Radio Live. What's good? 202, what's good? 202? What's good? I guess they just listening on the line. But yeah, like I said, he said that he calls that the MC Hammer syndrome. What you think about that, Big Things, about the whole bringing everybody on board, how the down south, the captain, the south move?
Well,
Well, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm a big fan of MC Hammer, and like I said, I'm out here in the Bay from where he resides. You know what I'm saying? Straight from Oakland. I think what it was is that Hammer is a good-hearted person, and he saw the good in people always. And since he made it from the hood, he thought, you know, he would go back and help out the people that helping him. And even though he had over half a payroll, that didn't really even bother him. You know what I'm saying? But what happened was he didn't have the business savvy to really watch where his money was spent. So my main thing is, it's not about being separated and having MC Hammer. I'm trying to see what you just said. MC Hammer agreed or whatever, how you want to call it. No, you know, it was about unity, and that's what he preached. Now, on the other hand, his time in his day and age, which is a millennium, is different than when he came aboard. You feel what I'm saying? And right now, because right now everything is done digitally, everything is online viral marketing websites. I mean, you can damn near, you know, go to any website and become a member and have your own profile. So that's lots of opportunities to promote. But what I think it is, man, is that everybody feels like somebody owed them something. They don't want to get out there and grind and hustle and do things and get stuff situated. Case in point, you look at Cash Money. It took them 8 to 9 years to get where they went before they blew up. People think, oh, man, you know, Cash Money been around. Yeah, Cash Money been around, but they didn't get that big break until after 8 years. You know what I'm saying? And my whole thing is just putting in the grind and the work and politicking and stuff. And, man, you know, stop holding grudges against people. That's the issue. Cash right now, man, is so soft. And I'm not leaving the females out too, because they just, you know, they just as catty as guys are. But what I think is everybody's misinformed, and it's gonna take calls like this, Miss Lush, for people to come together and really rectify the situation. Because it's making sense for you to be this way, and knowing there's lots of money to make out there. And even though we live in this type of economy, still getting out. I mean, you know. How about going about doing it? So it's not about region. It's not about location. It's not about where you're from. It's about getting it in and reaching out to people and going where the players are. Man, you can't reach nobody over the Internet. You know what I'm saying? You know, only you got to be in these people's presence. You know what I'm saying? You got to put the hard work in. You got to, man, you got to, like, really, really, really look at your situation and go hard in the paint. That's man. That's all I can say. But right now, it's like things are like taken for granted, and I think people are tired of being stepped on, tired of not having anything, or they coming together right now. So I see it. I mean, I see real hip hop coming back. You know what I'm saying? And I wish they would have more cyphers. You know what I'm saying? Not just on the BET Awards. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just talking about in the hood, like getting together and, man, creating a movement all over the world. You know, so. I mean, you know, people just misinformed, and they need to get out there and grind and quit tripping over the DJs. If you think a DJ is Hollywood, whatever, okay, you know what? There's people that do have something called email blast, okay? And that can get over 100,000 people in one email blast. So you're going to let two DJs locally get you all upset, and I want to break your record, and anyhow, you know, they, you know, they go in Hollywood and stuff, but yet and still, you have someone like yourself, me, and whoever that can shoot an email blast out to 100,000 people. That 100,000 people that, you know, that can become potentially your fans. So, I mean, what's the point? So, I see unity still coming back. I mean, it's just going to have to take work at it. That's all. I mean, it's pretty much hard work, perseverance.
Well, you know, another thing with the industry in general is a lot of people, you know, do business emotionally. That's in any business, and that's the problem. People are so freaking emotional. People do business emotionally instead of just, you know, being straight to the point, do your business, get it over and done with. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Even if, you know, a person is on the same ticket as you, and maybe you don't deal with them. If it's a situation where they could benefit you and get money, man, you better do that event and get your money and keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know, you better do that event and keep it moving. But we're so emotional when we do business. We're so emotional. And another thing, people, you guys need to protect yourself. You know, you have to, you know, if you have to create a contract, whether you're doing a partnership with somebody, a joint venture, anything like that, man. You know, you guys need to definitely have your contracts ready. Even if you have your own drawn-up contract, they can add to it. So you can at least step to the table being prepared. And if you need any of those situations, you can contact me at CEOLessRadioOnline@gmail.com. I'm doing a special 5 contracts for $400, 2 contracts for $200 with the consultation. So it's serious. I mean, if you really want to be serious about your business, sometimes you got to protect yourself. Come to the table with a contract. If you have a contract, you start talking about contracts, you serious about what you're doing. Some people aren't serious, you know. So talk to people and then on top of that, like we always say on Lush Radio Online, research, research, research. Make sure you research whatever the hell you're doing. Because if you don't, you're just going to be stuck there. You're jumping into, you know, shallow water, you know, and you might not be able to know how to swim. You got to be able to swim up in here, you know, so come on now. So we definitely got to get that cracking and get that popping, man. We need you people to educate yourself and get your business together. We're going to go to a quick song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about relationships. This is one of the things that my girl Emma put up on Facebook. I know a lot of you guys go on Emma's book and everything. We were talking about this last week. Are good men hard to find? And if there are good men, where do we find them at? Same thing with women. Are good men hard to find? We're going to talk about that in a quick second back on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go ahead and go to this Bonnie and Clyde by Head Ice, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
She my jeweler, shine.
He my jeweler, shine.
So she gon' always be mine.
I was on my A game, that straight cane move out. But met her in the bank, a place I take loot out. I wanna stay skin tone, but baby got body. I could just Clyde glide, but Clyde need a Bonnie. And everything add up, I count about a dime. She like milk in my fridge, she getting spoiled all the time. That's a dozen of eggs, if I ever get to beat her. But the game plan now is get the number when I greet her. Excuse me, miss, I would've said your name, I believe you dropped this. My number and my name, and it never been the same since you grabbed that car. Take a look at the light, you can see we go hard.
She my Bonnie, I'm Clyde. We go rough when we ride.
We go rough when we ride.
She my jeweler, I shine.
He my jeweler, I shine.
So she gon' always be mine.
I'ma always be.
Cause she my Bonnie, I'm Clyde.
Situation messed up. Damn, my man's in a jam. She hit the fan. Perfect time to let him know where I stand. Ain't only when things is cool I be there. When shit gets hot, it's more than ever did I do care. Cause yeah, I'm Miss Bonnie. No doubt he my Clyde. In other words, that means this bitch down the ride. 4-5 on the side. When I use it, niggas die. Really think he's with a bitch like me just cause I'm fly. Chickens come down a dozen. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Clyde don't need to give me a ring to be my husband. This is real thug loving. Nothing cooking in the oven. Besides me, now central bookings got them cuffing. Now I gotta get the stuffing and bring him something to puff on. A prepaid phone with his pussy to get his rub on. Even if they put him under the jail, you know it's real. Your girl forever rocking the veil.
Bonnie, I'm Clyde.
We
go rough when we ride.
We go rough when we ride.
rough when we ride.
We go rough when we ride.
She my jewel, I shine.
He my jewel, I shine.
So she gon' always be mine.
I'ma always be.
Cause she my body.
Gotta stay the love, help guide us through the hate. From the shootouts and bricks and the pounds upstate.
Don't forget them groupies and them bitches on your pay.
Oh, that time you took that roofie, getting naked in the rain.
I'm as fine as he clad.
And don't nothing else matter. Put the G inside of Gucci in the ass, getting fatter. And see you new coupin' cause I'm big truck series. I know them niggas lustin',
but they can't come near me.
Know that. Or have me all black, blow that. Couldn't picture my love at the crime scene, Kodak. Moment you miss me, I'm a U-turn to you. My man say I'm tripping, but I love my boo-boo.
She my Bonnie and Clyde. We go rough when we ride.
We go rough when we ride.
She my jewel, I shine.
He my jewel, I shine.
So she gon' always be mine.
I'ma always be.
Cause she my Bonnie and Clyde.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Bonnie and Clyde, Head Ice. Thing about it is, how can women find their Clyde? Are there any Clydes out there? Where the Clydes at? If you a Clyde, raise your hand in the air because we're looking for a Clyde. Where can women find a good man? Are they even good men? Where are the good men? Let's talk about it. I'm going to go ahead and ask my cousin, Tima, what do you feel is the hardest thing on finding a good person to be with in a relationship?
Oh man, why you asking me? sorry, can you please repeat that? Please, no seriously, repeat what you said.
I said, what is the hardest thing in trying to find a good mate, a good person to deal with in a relationship?
The hardest thing is, like, someone that's actually being honest with themselves. Like, a lot of times you meet people and they straight, like, tell you. I just met somebody the other day. It was like, oh, he told me about how his whole life story, how he got an apartment here. No, he got a house, he got dogs and all this other stuff. And I was just like, that's nice. Like, that doesn't really, like, mean anything to me, you know? Like, a lot of times people feel like they got to put on this kind of, like, facade or, like, this other representation of who they are to kind of impress people. So it becomes very difficult because you don't really know how to come at a person. You understand? You don't really know how to approach the situations like that. Instead of somebody say, hey, my name is Lush, my name is, you know, Cuzzo, how are you? You know, try to get to know a person just as they are. You kind of, like, meet the representatives a lot. So you really don't find that out until, what, 3, 4, 5 years or months later that this person isn't who they say they are. So, I mean, it's really hard out here, I feel, on both sides, men and women. I think it's really hard because people don't really be true to who they are. That's what makes it very difficult in my eyes.
Definitely. And I feel like the hardest thing is, you know, you might think somebody is just, like, the most excellent person in the world, and then you start finding out stuff slowly and slowly and slowly, and you're like, wow, are you serious?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Let's go to big things. Big things, man. Are good women and good men hard to find? And if they are good, if they're not hard to find, where can we find them at?
Wow, you know what, man? That's a steep question. You know, that's like Venus and Mars. I mean, straight up. I mean, you know what? It's not about you finding somebody. It's about them finding you, personally. Me, I think, you know, the dating scene has changed a lot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when it used to be like your dad and mom came up. You know, they call it back then. Coding, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know what I mean? So the terminology is totally different from what we have it today. I think what it is that there's a lot of places that you may meet someone, but I tell females all the time, because I support the ladies' movement, it's about taking your time. I think what it is that you learn a person, befriend them, and if you're really attracted to that person, just date them. Because the thing is that, man, hey, you can't date nobody in 6 months I'm in love with this person. I mean, you don't know that person from a hole in the bucket. I mean, you know, won't you just date a year longer because you know what this person is? It's like, you know, because when y'all do, you know, learn each other and stuff, it's more like an attraction thing. Then you have something in common, and then you grow from there. You know, don't rush into it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that myth about, Where can you find a woman? Where can you find a man? And then some people say, go to church. And oh my, come on. Man, are you really serious? Like, straight up, like, there's no remedy for finding somebody. You know, it's just the fact that they find you. I mean, unless you go out to a place like a supermarket, you know what I'm saying? Or go to the laundromat. Or go on, you know, speed dating. I mean, you still got to do your research on people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care who you may come in contact with because you don't know them. So
I think people should be attached with like a scan card or something, so you can see their total history. Like I can scan you and say, yo, you've been locked up for 5 years. I just got out of jail. I have 50 kids. I pay child support. I have a sexually transmitted disease. Blah blah blah.
I agree.
People should come with a damn scan. Shoot. I mean, we should be. You know, sometimes if some people, you know, they got these sites where you could type in somebody's social security or type in somebody's name and find out if they committed the crime or not. You know. So I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy out here, man. Finding a good guy and a good woman. You know, a lot of people say find a good woman and a good guy in church, but I done seen hella freaks in the church. Hella freaks, man. As soon as they leave out the church, they ready to wild the hell out, man. They out there, they banging the pastor, banging the deacon, or the deaconess and deaconess are banging each other. You all know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Or the pastor and the deacon is getting it on. Hey, who knows? I've seen a lot of freaks in church. I love God, but you know what? You can't always look at the flesh in there because they off the hook, for real. You know, so that's what they always tell you. Go to the church and find a good woman, but I don't know. Let me ask Q, what you think about that?
Yo, players in the pulpit. Listen. You know, to find a good woman or find a good man, you don't look for it. You let it find you, you know. And as far as a good man and a good woman, what do you consider a good man or a good woman? Everybody's perspective might be something totally different than what yours may be. You know, my perspective of a good woman is someone that will love me, cherish me, have my back. You know, not the one that's going to clean my underwear by hand or anything like that. You know, I mean, I like a woman with a little fire in her soul, but know how to take care of home. You know? So that's my perspective of a good woman to me. You know? Someone who knows how to take care of their business and make sure their man know where home is at. That's a good woman to me.
Okay, but Q, what you say a good woman or the good man will come to you? What if they come to you and they not the right one? How you gonna know they ain't the right one?
First of all, you gotta give them that chance to find out if they're the one or not. You gotta give them that chance. I mean, you're not gonna, like my man said, you're not gonna find out in the first 30 minutes. He a good man. Because I mean, I could say, hey, I'll bring your dinner home, cook it up, and fry it up in a pan. But that don't mean I'm a good man. That means I'm just hungry. You know, so that don't mean I'm a good man. I mean, yeah, I'm the type of man, when I come home, I put my paycheck on the table. On the table. Here, baby, go take care of these bills. And if you trust your woman enough, you will put your money on the table. If you don't trust your woman, that means you don't have a good woman or a good man. Vice versa.
Okay, but
you know?
this is before... All of this, because they gotta be like putting in time, but before you start putting checks on the
table
and doing all that I'm talking about before all that. Like, I mean, you know, in America, the dating rate, you know, people are dating like 50 people at one time. You know, and see, the thing about people don't understand.
No, let's correct that. They're not dating; they fucking. That's what they're doing. They fucking because they ain't dating. You know, I'm going to keep it gully with you. They not dating. They fucking. That's all it is. All it is they got good sex or something. You know, they not dating. They fucking. That's all to it. Because there's a big difference between dating and fucking. Dating is somebody you exclusive seeing. Mm-hmm. Fucking, that means you fucking married Tom, Jane, and Dick. You know what I'm saying?
But hold on.
Wait, what's the difference between dating and what he say?
What's the difference between dating?
Some people consider that some people might go on different dates and they might have smashed everybody they dated.
Exactly.
And they consider that dating. So, like, I don't understand. Hold up. This is a debate. I want to know what y'all think about that. What y'all think
right.
about what Future stated? What do you think about that, Tima?
Wait, yeah, I agree with you. Like you said, you could be smashing. It's all depends on what you see it as. Like, I don't see it as a difference. If I'm dating you, you just a date. I'm dating you, whether I'm dating you a year, 6 months, 3 months, two days, it don't matter. I'm dating you, and if I decide to smash you, we gonna smash, and we gonna keep it moving. But that don't mean now you have now excelled. Now you are now a part of my, you know, everyday life. No, we're still dating. I don't think it's a difference. Now, when you go from dating, like the courting, you know, and then now you're talking about going into a relationship, that's a whole different thing. But I think dating and just smashing, unless you're like a one-night stand, you know, that's it. That's
wow. Man, this is getting kind of heated.
Yo, hold on. Let me, Big Things, what you feel about that, man? Big Things, what you think about that, man?
Hey, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. Just like my man said, I mean, keep it 100. Hey, if you're going to let me smash, let me know that up front so there'll be no strings attached. Because what happens is this. There's women out there, hey, we all know. Hey, we all adults on this phone, right? Women are emotional than men. Even though women tell us, oh, this is just a straight home lover type of situation / no strings attached. But what happens is that when it does happen, oh, emotions are getting involved. But you just said, essentially, this is a no strings attached type of situation. Now, there's a whole lot of dating going on. Like, we can date whoever, how many people we want. But the moment you let them smash, now everybody wants to start catching feelings. Oh, see, there it is. Oh, now we this, we that. But sometimes
you know where that comes from? Because that nigga or that chick got the killer. They got that killer pussy that nigga don't want to give it up on, and that chick don't want no other bitch to have it. They got the killer. They know how to do tricks.
That's selfish.
No, but they don't want nobody else to have it. I want to say this too. Women have it hard too, right? Because you know now I'm on the women's side right now because I'm even hard right now. It's so many brothers on the DL, man. You have to be extra precautious. You know what I'm saying? For the ladies out there, man. It's like dating right now is harder than it ever would have been. You know, there's more single women out there than single men. Real talk. Like on some real stuff. So I think, man, it's about just being adults, man. If you're gonna date. You know what I mean? Because everybody got their backup plan. Come on now, everybody does until they meet that one. But you're not going to know that one until you get to know that one. You feel what I'm saying? You really can't. You know, my whole thing is this, though. Now, let me ask y'all ladies a question, right? Would y'all, like for real, if y'all met a guy, right, would you smash him on the first date or after a month and then you want to claim him as your man? Or would you wait there a year to, like, you know what, I'm really feeling him. And I'm not going to give it up. You know what I mean? I'm going to make them earn it. Oh, what would y'all do? That's
man, you set them up. That's a set-up question. Don't do it. That's
wow.
a set-up question.
Tima, you want to take that first?
Oh, no, you take that one. You take that one. You take that one. Let's you take that one.
Wow. Let's be honest. Let's be real, man. It ain't too many chicks that's just sitting there safe for like a whole month or 2 weeks. If you want to smash, you want to smash. Women already know when they want to smash somebody. Dude, I can smash somebody in the first day we see each other and it's an animal attraction. Or we can have a long-lasting relationship. I can call him my man. I can smash somebody in 2 days or 3 days or even a month. And we can, and so it don't really matter what time you smash them. You want smashing, you smash them.
That's what I'm talking about.
Smash
them. That's the homie.
But that's that animal attraction.
Oh my God. I'm done.
Hey, cousin.
That's not gonna be like two gorillas in the jungle making love.
Hey, listen.
No.
Cuzzo,
answer the question, man. Answer the question, Cuzzo.
Oh, man. think you said it best, man. Seriously, like, if you're going, it don't, I used to be like that when I was with somebody, I would stay, you know, like, in my younger days, like, 6 months, you know, close to a year, then we in a relationship, but that still ain't work out. So, at the end of the day, it really don't matter. As I got older, I realized what I want. If I want to smash you on the first night, I'm going to smash you. And that means, trust me, if you get smashed on the first night, don't call me no more. That's just me. Everybody's not like that. You understand what I'm saying?
That's how it is, though, bro.
That's how I feel.
No, my man, where you calling from? Where you calling from? You what? Midwest what?
What you talking about?
Where you calling from? Yeah, you. Where you calling from?
I'm representing the West Coast Bay Area.
See, you're talking to everybody right now that's on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Everybody on the phone besides you is on the East Coast. You know, so, myself personally, if I'm a smash it, I'm a smash it. But if you got some tricks, I'm going to try to keep your ass.
See, that's the problem.
You know?
You're selfish. Why are you trying to keep somebody?
Let's keep it 100. If somebody make your toes crawl and you see lightning and fireworks going off in the sky in your head, you going to try to keep that motherfucker because you gonna know you want that shit to happen again and again and again. Come on, cousin. Don't keep it real.
I ain't never had no fireworks besides the one on 4th of July, so I don't know what you're talking about. I gotta keep it real. See, this is the thing. There are people that you just smash, and that's just what it is. Then there are people that you'll smash and keep around because they got something to offer. That doesn't mean that now y'all become y'all together. But if y'all do, you know, decide to take it to the next level, that's what y'all both decide. But a lot of times it don't happen like that. It's people out here say, oh, I understand what we got. But next thing you know, they catch your feelings and all this other stuff that you really can't deal with. Then they get mad when you try to separate, and then it's just crazy. It's crazy on men and women. I'm serious, and that's real. Keep it real. It's real. You understand? You got an agreement. We're doing this. And you even got to say we got an agreement. You just know what it is. You know I wasn't talking to you before. And some of them got girls. Some of these people be having girls. And they want to take it to the next level with the next girl. Come on, son.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask y'all opinion then, right? You might find a good dude, right? But he attached to a situation, right? But he want to take it to the next level with you. Do you take that situation, or you smash
that sound
and keep
like
it moving?
That,
how y'all
that
feel
sound
about
like that?
That
Swift beat and Alicia Keys scenario. Because y'all know that Alicia Keys is pregnant by Swift Beat, and we know Swift Beat left his wife to be with Alicia, right? So that's what that is. That's what you just asked. You got somebody at home, would you dip out on that person at home? Right? That's what you're basically saying, right?
That's what I'm saying. If you have somebody, or say you so-called separated or anything like that, or different situations, right? Okay. Say you separated or anything like different situations, right? Or you got a situation where you living with a shorty, but y'all ain't really feeling it like that. Should you take it to the next level with that person? Because you got some people that are good guys, right? They good dudes, right? But they ended up in the wrong situation, right? You know, but should you believe that guy and say, oh, you know, he a good guy, or maybe we shouldn't trust that? Should we leave that situation alone and just smash, or should we try? I mean, how do y'all feel about it, man?
Oh, that's a good question.
Hey.
Me personally, this is my strictly opinion, right? Me, my whole thing is that, you know, well, I'm thinking like a woman in this terminology, that I wouldn't get with him on a serious situation until he's out of that situation because it's only going to make things harder. You know what I'm saying? And the time you want to kick it with him or he want to kick it with her, that's no way that can be done because shorty at the crib tripping and stuff, so... The thing is that she already, making assumptions. So why make it harder himself? No, y'all just, just talking stuff, whatever, but don't do anything physically until things fade up because it's not going to be the same. Because now she's going to feel like, okay, I'm just his backup plan. You know what I'm saying? It's not like she can call the crib and say, hey, let me talk to Craig. You know, no, that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So
And I know women, you know, I have lady friends like that that has happened to them. And like I told them, I'm like, no, hey, wait till a dude get out of your relationship because it's not healthy for him. And y'all feeling each other, so let that stuff slide and stuff and wait till you see, you know, light in the tunnel. That's what I would do. I mean, why get wrapped in something that when he already in a relationship that he's not happy with? So now it's like you got to give your time and space because what's going to happen is he's going to take the emotional luggage off his ex to the next onto you, and you're going to wish you would have took the, you know, chance to, like, okay, I'm going to back out till he take care of his prior, you know, obligation. And just let's hope that, you know, there's no child involved, and that's going to be double hard. Now we're going to see how much your love is going to be confessed for this dude, because not only living with Shorty and stuff, but he got a child by her. But he want to leave her. Now it's up to you whether you should be with him or not. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. You know what I mean? Now, if you don't have no kids and they're together and you feeling him, hey, just wait till the perfect time, you know, the perfect time, the perfect storm, so he can get out of his prior situation, and then y'all just kick it out, you know, how whatever. You know what I mean? But be very careful, though, because the way you treating him is the way he might treat you towards another woman.
Mm-hmm.
So that might come back backfire in your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Oh, I'm just giving you game free. That's all.
Jim, how you feel about that? That's some real
shit. Yeah. Been there in this one too. And what I learned is, that the whole situation. If somebody has somebody, let them. No matter what they're saying to you, just let them be where they are. You understand? Don't try to take it to the next level. If y'all just smashing and you feel comfortable with just smashing, then whatever, that's on y'all. But don't try to take it to the next level, because think about it. If y'all ever took it to the next level, like my man just said on the phone, like, what's going to happen when you two go through something? He going to be out here again, or she going to be out here again trying to find the next best fix. You see what I'm saying? It's just going to be a revolving circle, so you never want to put yourself out there like that. So those situations, at the end of the day, overall, I would say just leave, don't mess with it. Like, if you want to mess with it and smash, do that. But don't try to take it to something serious, because a lot of times you get hurt at the end. And you got to think about it. The foundation of it wasn't on no truthfulness. Because if it was, he wouldn't be with the girl and be with you. Or she wouldn't be with her dude and be with you. You feel what I'm saying? So if it wasn't based on a good foundation, then you bound to fall. No matter what it looked like now.
Mmm. Damn. This is some real shit on Less Ready Online. If you just joined us, we're talking about relationships and the real deal. Definitely, man. We got a caller from the 202 in the DMV. What's goody? How you feel about this situation, 202?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm about to say I do agree with all your callers and everything, and I'm in that situation. I am currently married. And I am talking to a young lady. And what I do have to say is this, that with them making their correct points, I truly believe that if you and the other person have a very strong understanding, you can control that next level. Now, we'll agree some people can't. You get into the motions of, you know, being out, hanging out with each other, having sex and all this good stuff, telling all your deepest secrets, and, you know, it tends to go to that next level. Before you know it, yes, that person tends to get hurt. But I do think that if you develop a good, strong relationship and that understanding that, hey, yes, he or she is attached, this is what's going on. If that person is upfront and saying, okay, hey, you know what, it looks like we're going to stay together, and then that goes back to the woman always saying, give me the opportunity to choose. Don't choose for me. And I think that as long as the man that's in the situation that has another woman is just up front and be like, look, we're going to either be together or not be together. We're going to stay married or whatever. I just think as long as that communication is still strong between the other person, that I personally don't see an issue with it, because a lot of times men seek another woman because something is missing. The same thing with a woman. And that thing that's always missing don't always last forever, because the next person can do the same thing 10 times better as the other. And you just keep going on and on and on. But I do But I just strongly believe that if you and the other person have a good understanding, I really don't see too much of the issue.
How do you guys feel about the statement that 202 just made, guys? Big things.
Wow, you know what? I agree with him 100%. Because, again, it's all about maturity, and it's about handling adult situations. And my whole thing is that, you know, what he says, he in a different situation than all of us, because, you know, he's still legally with his lady, you know what I'm saying? But it's like it's on the downside of the relationship, but in other ways, he knows where it's going, she knows where it's going, but he's saving, you know, the lady that he's seeing grief about getting all involved. Let me take care of this, and once it's over, then we can handle our situation. So when he said you really have complete control of the situation, I believe him, because now she's going to respect you more because he is not all up on her like that, and he in an unhealthy relationship, but he's still not putting it on her. You know what I'm saying? So he's giving her the choice to say, hey, I'm going to stick it with him, or I'm just going to wait, or, you know, well, you know what, I'm just going to leave because I don't have the time. You know, I'm feeling you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I can't take it no more. The emotions are flying. He's giving all the obligations and stuff, and she believes him. So that's the reason that they're still, you know, still speaking. So, you know, hey, man, kudos to you, bro, because, you know, any other man out there wouldn't do that. You know, they just go for the ride and get it for what it's worth. So that's what's up.
Yeah, that is true. And like I said, I've been married 3 times. This is my 3rd wife. And a lot of people might say, you know, a lot of people might say, damn, what the hell was you doing? You know, but I was under that love boat. You know, when you on that love boat, you don't see the negatives until later on down the road. And that's what happened with me. And with my current wife, we having a lot of issues. Those issues can be fixed, but it's if you want them to be fixed.
Mm.
And so a lot of times, you know, I'm 29 years old. I've learned a lot in my past marriages. And just because you learn a lot doesn't mean you can't make that mistake. Sometimes you can make the same mistake because you're searching so hard for that right person. And when you think you have that right person, it tends not to be the right person. And as far as what's going on, my current wife, yes, she meant everything to me. But then it slowly started to deteriorate. And I found this young lady, and it's just like we just hit it off. It was like we'd known each other for years. But we ain't known each other for a couple weeks. And she made me feel a certain way. I made her feel a certain way. And I've always stressed to her, you know, if this is not what you want to do, don't do it. Let's slow down. Because at times it was moving that quick, and we have slowed it down. And I always gave her the option to choose. Whatever issue she had with me, I always bring it back to her to choose. Don't look at me as being trying to be the bad guy here or trying to play you or whatever. You know I have kids. You know I'm married, so forth. And I just feel more comfortable letting that woman have that choice and me steadily telling her, oh, you know, keeping her on like a leash. I don't like that. I truly don't like that. So if she calls me up to say, hey, are y'all going to stay married? If I say yeah, then she has the opportunity to choose. Not, yeah, in my head I'm saying yeah, but I'm going to say and tell you no because I want to hold on to you because I'm scared of what you're going to say. The thing is, I want her to be happy at all times. So if telling her something that she does not truly want to hear, I can live with that. I can live with that knowing that she knows what's going on at all times and she can make that decision. And if I don't feel comfortable about something, if I feel that, you know, it's just not going to work out, I'm going to let her know. I don't feel that need to just hold on to a woman to drag her through a marriage plus 2 kids and whatever baggage that I have left on me. No woman should have to go through that. So
I have
a
question.
Sure.
Okay. You're talking about the other. You're talking about the other woman, right? So,
yes.
My question to you is, what are you telling your woman, your wife? Because you say a lot about this other woman, and what are you telling your wife? Are you telling your wife about this woman? Are you telling your wife to let her have the same options as the next woman got?
She has no options. She has no options. She has
why
no
your wife doesn't have any options? I'm confused.
Okay, the reason why she doesn't have no options is because, one, she knows the situation that we're in. She knows.
So did you tell her about this girl, though? The sideline chick?
No.
That's my question. No, you
no.
didn't. Right?
No.
So
no.
Everything you're telling me right now, everything you're telling the callers, this is just me, you know, asking my questions.
Uh-huh.
Everything you're saying right now is about this next, the sideline chick.
Uh-huh.
That, quite frankly, I mean, doesn't, I mean, she matters to you, but, like, what I want to know is, okay, if you saying, you saying that, okay, yeah, I'm telling her it's two kids, but let's screw all that. What are you telling
uh-huh.
your wife? You know things, you and your wife think that things are not working out, so did you tell your wife, hey, you know, I want to see other people, you understand what I'm saying? I'm seeing somebody right now, da-da-da-da-da, you know what the situation is between me and you, you
uh-huh.
understand, but I don't want us to divorce, I want to still do, what about your wife? Forget
right,
the sideline,
chick. Let's see, that's the key thing you said about divorce. Like I said, we have that understanding as far as what we're going to do. So it'd be something
wife?
Different. It'd be something different if I left my wife with hope. I didn't leave her with hope. And that's the thing.
So
you, if I leave you with hope, then yes, I should tell you, hey, I'm messing with whoever, whoever, whoever. But there's no hope.
Wow.
There's
then
no
what's
hope.
The problem with telling your wife?
Because there's no hope.
So
there's no hope because
no hope.
What's the benefit of me telling her? There's
what's
no benefit. There's no benefit
so
at all for me telling her.
Wait. Because if there's no hope between you and your wife, then what would be the point of you telling the sideline girl? Because there's no hope between you and your wife. That means you and the sideline girl didn't even need to know about your wife because there's no hope between y'all.
The sideline needs to know what's going on at all times because if you don't, then the other person can think a whole lot of things. And then when you hit them with that hammer, then that's when it hurts because they're assuming so much without you saying anything. And then when you throw them with a hammer, then you have to sit there and explain all this to your sideline person when you could have knocked that all out from the jump. So it's a big difference
like
when
you're giving your sideline hold more than you're giving your wife. Like your wife is the one
you're damn right
to get
I am. You're damn right I am.
The sideline hoe supposed to get a quarter. The wife supposed to get half. You saying you got the game mixed up?
No.
You got the game twisted. You don't get the sideline hoe more than the girl. The wife, the wife is the wife. Regardless of what y'all go through, that's still the wife. You don't get the sideline hoe more than the wife. You keep the side, the entree ain't good without something on the side, but you got to understand what the entree is. Come on, player.
But I'm sorry. If you don't come to work, you don't get paid. Plain and simple.
Oh, no.
So she don't
it's
come to work. She don't. So she, no. No, it's half is bullshit to me. If you put in, you get half. But if you put in nothing, you get nothing. You don't get a quarter. You don't get 15 cents. You get nothing.
Wow. This is getting heated on Lush Radio Online. You're just telling us we're talking about relationships. We have a caller. We're talking about a situation of being married and having a sideline chick. So we're talking about that, talking about relationships. If you want to put any feedback into the call, then at 347-826-7722. Continue. Yeah, crazy. Go ahead.
So I don't have a problem giving my wife half. But if we were to end this right now, she gets nothing. We don't have a child together, so she gets nothing. Plain and simple. We've been married.
Maybe you should don't get married. Just date or deal with people because you can't.
No,
married.
I agree. No,
yeah.
No, I agree
you
with you on that. I agree with you on that. I 100% agree with you on that. You know, but like I said, if anybody has ever been on that love boat, I'm trusting you don't see a lot of things. And like I said,
can I ask you a question, caller from the 202? Do you feel like a lot of the situations why you got married several times is because there's some things inside of you that you haven't done yet that you need to get out your system?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I agree with that, yes.
But that's what it is. Big things, how do you feel? What's your response to everything that was just discussed a few minutes ago?
Man, you know what, though? This should be reality TV, like, for real. Like, man, because hitting everything on the nail, you know what I'm saying, pretty much on the head, I meant to say. And my main thing is that, you know, if you're going to take it to the next level or get engaged or whatever have you, the first thing you need to do is get counseling. I think you got people in the church always say, oh, well, if you're going to live together, whatever, or either, you know, whatever, how they, you know, they word it, because right now they use all these extravagant words, whatever. No one don't even say about counseling.
The preacher don't only say about counseling. So I think if you're going to, like, really take it to the next level, you should be, you know, engaged for a certain length of time or get counseling within the length of time that you're engaged, because now you're on an even playing field. No one can tell you, like, you know, I've been married 30-some years, be like, okay, you know what, this high is going to be the first five. No, hey, that was back in your day. But right now, mm-hmm. It's a whole nother direction. You know what I'm saying? So I think we'll need counseling. And the thing he said about the hopeless situation, yeah, it is hopeless, because guess what? She already made a decision. Hey, you know what? Let's go our separate ways. Let's keep it going, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So especially if she gave him permission to go, you know, to do what he want to do. And I'm going to
she don't know.
She did. You know what I'm saying? But see, check this out, though. Between him and his woman.
She lives in defense of the wife. She's in defense of the wife.
You don't owe her nothing. It's like, it's
no,
hopeless.
What is wrong with y'all? Are you serious?
So listen, listen to what I'm saying, though. Listen to what I'm saying, though. You know, but, man, let me say this. Basically, me and you is outside looking
hold
in, right?
Hold on. Because Tima is in defense of the wife. Tima, have you ever been in a relationship or dated a dude or a chick that was married?
Oh, no, I just smashed one. Simple as that. Nothing. It's nothing. He kept coming back, but no, go back to your wife. Simple. No. I can't judge nobody. Trust me, but I'm listening to what he's saying, and I'm like, what more we are we watching? Because he didn't even tell his wife 202, not just, you know, refer to you as he, you know, just 202 caller. I don't know if that's even better, but anyway, he didn't even tell his wife. His wife doesn't know, so I don't understand the part about his wife giving him the option to go out and do. She don't even know he's doing this. Regardless of what's going on between them and their home, she doesn't know, because he's saying it's a hopeless situation. So if it's hopeless, then why even keep? I just can't understand how somebody could be in defense of a sideline hoe more than a wife. I don't care if y'all ain't work out, but that don't make sense to me.
Well, let me come in with what you just said. Now, I don't know what relationship that him and her may have, whatever, based on his understanding of how he's treating her now. But I'm gonna bet you right now it's a bitter type of spiteful type of love between him and her for him to think like that. Because the thing is, his thing is, you know what, let me keep it quiet till my time is ready to go or whatever that happens, you know, whether, you know, things are, you know, cut down the middle. Let me just chill, because I get upset, I'm going to get pissed off, and things are going to fly. You know what I'm saying? Word's going to go, people going to vent, and that's what it is. But the thing is, his side chick, understand, because she don't have no pressure. He in the middle. She wants to leave him, he wants to leave her. Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? Hey, let bygone be bygone. But no one can do nothing until each other's situation is, you know, is done. You know what I mean? Maybe he's not leaving yet because of financial situation. I don't know.
Can I throw something out there?
Yeah.
Okay. just so everybody can be on the same page. The reason why she does not know is because I am in the military. And in the military, they only see the force and single. They don't see separation. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I get caught with my sideline girl, that's called adultery in the military. So that means I lose my job. Mm. So, yes, I'm taking a risk by putting myself out there. So that's the reason why she does not know. Okay? So if she did know, she can use that against me. Okay?
Right.
So that's the reason why she does not know. Because, like I said, the military only sees single and divorce. So regardless if I have separation papers, they don't see that. They only see single and divorce.
Damn,
so, so in state laws, you know, if you separate it, you know, the man or woman can do whatever they want, but the military doesn't see it that way. They only see single and divorce.
Yeah, they do. They do go by strict laws in the military, so it's definitely, and you know what they say, sometimes they say it's cheaper to keep her, and, you know, you don't want to lose your whole career over, you know, a situation. If you have to keep it on the hush-hush, you got to do what you got to do and make it seem like it's normal. But if they say that, you know, they're doing their separate ways until they decide they're ready to do that absolute divorce, then he can move on with his separate ways. But right now, at the moment, due to the fact that he is dealing with the military, then it is a situation. So That's why. So how y'all feel about that now that you know he's in the military?
Man, listen. My family in the military, too. At the end of the day, to be honest with you, I understand what you're saying at the end of the day, but you making a choice. Y'all not going, you, however long you going to be in the military, how long you going to be in it? Like, when you finishing up, you retiring from here?
I got 10 more years.
You got 10 more years. So 10 more years, you're going to live a lie.
I said what
now?
Come
on, man.
Wait a minute. So what'd you say?
I said 10 more years, you're going to live a lie.
Oh, no. Hell no.
Okay, then. So I don't really see that. I understand, like, okay, this is convenient right
the
now.
The state of Maryland says I have to be separated from my wife for 1 year.
Okay. So
Unless I claim that I'm a criminal or crazy insane, and I'm not going to have that put on my record.
So let me give you one better. So the person that you with right now, the sideline hoe,
mm-hmm.
she you feel like this is somebody that you really wanna get, you know, take it to the next level with, or do you think that you be moving too fast? Why don't you, like my man said, why don't you just sit back a little bit and date? Like how you know you're not putting yourself in another situation? I mean, matter if you click or not. I click with people sometimes and then 5 months later I don't wanna click no more.
You
know what I mean? It happens.
You're absolutely right. I'm not disagreeing with you. You're absolutely right on that. You're absolutely right. But as of right now, I am comfortable with who
mm-hmm.
I'm talking to right now. So I'm comfortable
yeah.
right now. But we all know, me and this other person, we all know that we are open to see whoever. But as long as we are communicating with each other, letting each other know. You know, just like she sat me down like, okay, who was you with last week? Who was you with the week before? And I had to sit down and explain those things to her.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that open dialogue to let each other know what's going on at all times. So if tonight I wanted to go see somebody, I was like, hey, I'm going to see somebody. She, at that point, have the option to choose. That's my big thing, having the option. So that's basically the big thing right there with us. I say our communication is about 90% right now.
You know,
and she stresses that a whole lot in the beginning. You know, say it, get off your chest, get it out the way, and we can move on from there. So I'm learning a lot from her, you know, and I thank her for that. You know, so right now I'm comfortable in the situation I'm in right now.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, I don't know how you're gonna take it, because I don't think it's personal or whatever. But I just want to know why is you and your wife actually going separate ways? Is it something y'all agreed upon? The distance, because the pressure of military definitely put a strain on marriages. That I know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the reason why. I mean.
No, that's not the reason why. Because that's one thing that I definitely clear up with anyone that I deal with is who I work for. And I stress that a whole lot. But our main issue is that drugs is more important than what we have. And I'm not going to sit by and deal with that.
Drugs.
Okay, so she chose drugs over me on her birthday.
Wife?
Yes.
On her birthday?
Yes, on her birthday. She rather got high than to spend time with her husband on her birthday.
So that one high?
One high is more than one high.
Oh, she get high like that. Oh,
yeah.
So okay. Now you say,
yeah.
Now you talking. Now you see,
yeah.
you get a little little lightweight now. You know what I'm saying? Now you saying something. You just putting it out there like you sit here. You got a woman. Like, come on.
Well, let me say this, though. You really can't judge people because you're not in their situation. So, you know, I sit back and just analyze. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm not judging. I can have a comment, but I don't mean I'm judging somebody because that's not me. How am I to judge, especially with my lifestyle? I can't judge nobody, but I do have a right. I can say what I want to say.
I like you, man. You know what? I got to meet you one day, for real, for real. Like, hey, you cool. I like you.
I'm just saying. But, no, I got a question for the 202 real quick.
Uh-huh.
And I hope you understand, I'm not trying to judge you. You do understand that. I'm just, you know, have my questions and stuff.
I've
I just wanted to
all.
Know. Okay. do you think that the effort that you're putting into, like, with this woman, like, the, you know, the sideline hoe.
Uh-huh.
I keep saying that. I'm not calling a hoe, but, you know, either way it is. You know, with the person on the side. I like saying sideline hoe. But anyway, that young lady, do you think if you put that much effort within trying to make your relationship work, because with your wife, do you think that it's a possibility? Like, because marriages, I know, well, I heard, I don't know, come in cycles and stuff like that. So maybe it's a down season, you know? Do you think that if you put that much into trying to make your marriage work that you guys can actually go forward?
Yes, that is absolutely true. I agree. I say that to anyone who's in any type of situation that's on the verge of a divorce, that if y'all both want it to work, it can happen if you put that effort, like you said. Just like my second wife, she left me all because, you know, it might sound silly and stupid, but she said I didn't do anything. You know, I didn't do anything with the kids or anything like that. So what I did was I made her ass sign a piece of paper stating everything that I did. And so she didn't want to sign it. So she up and left. She took all her belongings and everything and left. And I asked her, I said, do you really want to leave this marriage off of something like that? I mean, because I asked her straight up, what have you done to help this marriage? And she said, nothing. I said, I ain't do nothing either. So we just going to walk out on something like that? And we tried. We went to counseling. And, you know, but she turned her back on me. And when she did that, I did the same to her. And I was going to my pastor, and my pastor asked me why she's not here. And her answer was, because she is who she is. And that's why she didn't come to counseling. And when she said that, that just told me that there was no hope for us to get back together.
So what about the current wife? No, because you talking about the one before her, right?
No, that's my second, not my third. I was talking about my second.
Right, so you're talking about the one before, right, I'm with you. So you, I'm talking about the current wife. I'm not talking about the one before her. I'm talking about the one you got the sideline hole with now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we have not been to counseling yet. We will plan to go to counseling, but with my work schedule, it's kind of hard to fit that in there. What do I expect to get out of counseling? I personally don't know, because, you know, counseling brings the best out of you. It brings those deep secrets that you've been holding on for years, and when they finally hit the table, it's like, wow. And then you sitting there saying, well, damn, all this time, it was just this one thing that kept us apart. And that one thing could be a simple fix. So is it a possibility that we can get back together? Yes.
Right.
And does the person that I'm dealing with on the side know that? Yes. She even said it herself, that it's a possibility that we can get back together. So I'm not running away from that. So when the counseling thing happens, we'll see from there. And I will let my sideline know how the counseling goes.
That's what it is. I think we have the world famous, the beauty of the most. I love her to death. I think we have Lethal Lips live on the line. She's going to elaborate on, is it hard to find a good man? Is this the beautiful and lovely Lethal Lips on the line with us?
Walter Reed
Everett. Is this Lethal Lips on the line with us?
Who this?
718.
Hello?
Oh, I got the wrong person.
Don't worry about it, because guess who this is?
Who is
Hello?
This? Hello,
I'm not going to talk about the subject, but I'm going to tell you, I'll probably do an interview for you one day. You know I hate interviews.
I know you hate interviews, but you know what? I just want to tell you that if you do one for me, it would be a blessing if you did it.
I'll think about it.
Okay? Is it okay if I say?
You can tell
them
who it is. You can tell them who it is. Yeah.
All right. For everybody that's tuning in right now, we got the world famous your boy Craig G live on the line on Lush Radio online right now.
What up? I know it's kind of loud because I'm in the studio now. So, but I thought I'd just call you and let you know that I'll give you an interview.
Oh, that is great. I mean, I know you don't have time right now, but I appreciate you coming through, though.
As far as a good man, you women better stop being delusional and stop watching what Chili wants, because the only person that a person should be with is someone that accepts them for the asshole they are and someone that they can truly get along with. Other than that, all the other stuff is incidental stuff that breaks people up.
shopping at the junior department.
That's what it is. That's what it is. All right, first, from the one and only Craig T, live on Lush Radio Online. All right,
I got to go back to work.
Yeah.
I got to go back to work.
We going to set that up. All right, babe. Uh-huh. Appreciate you.
One.
Appreciate you. That's what it is. Craig T just called live online, you know, from the world-famous Juice crew. You know what I'm saying? Just called through to show love on Lush Radio Online. I've been trying to beg this cat for years to come on here. For real. That's what it is, man. Craig T just called in and gave his opinion about it. They're hard for us to find a good man out there and in that whole situation. Yeah. So, y'all know who Craig T is, right?
Yes.
Y'all know who Craig G is, man. He's part of the world-famous Juice crew, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, with Master Ace was part of that clique, too, you know what I mean? So that definitely was an honor because I've been trying to get him for, like, years to come on the show. So he said he'll give me an interview. So I'm happy. I'm glad he even called in. He just made my day.
Let's show him some Lush Radio love.
You get some closer, Craig G, for calling in on the show, man. Oh, my God, man. I'm so happy right now. I'm so happy. I don't know what to do with that show, man. He is, like, the best. I had to fight him. I love him to death. Shout out to Craig G out there and everything. This is a real spicy, interesting show today. I didn't know it was going to get this deep. We were talking about music and unity in the industry, and then we started talking about finding a good man and a good woman, and then talking about being married and having a sideline chick. So, 202, right? Question, right?
Uh-huh.
With this sideline chick, right? You know, erase the sideline chick. Are you also being able to remain, you know, friends or still in relations with your past wives, even though you're with the current wife too?
No, we don't have a relationship. No. She's just a human being with arms and legs and a mouthpiece. So when I call to speak to my kids, she can answer the phone and give the phone to the kids. If they're having an activity and she calls and invite me, I go, but I'm there for the kids. I'm not there for her. We don't single out ourselves to go out and do things or anything like that. My first wife, I don't know the last time I've seen her, so that's about it.
That's what it is. Maybe I got this right this time. I think we got the beautiful Lethal List. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on this. We just had Craig G from the Juice crew just call in and give his opinion about finding, is it hard to find a good man or a good woman. Is this the beautiful Lethal List on the line with us?
Hey, it's me.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Hold on, let me give you some Lush Radio love first. Let me give you some Lush Radio love. Oh, man. Lethal List, I love you to death, man. For real.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. First and foremost, you know it's always an honor to have you on the line and blessing us on the show. Lethal, you know, real quick, tell us about the event that you just had, man, because, you know, you've been doing the bottle popping event going on in New York and stuff. Tell the people about that. Is that like an annual thing and stuff like that?
Oh, no, that was just that Friday. I was hosting a party at Club Boulevard in Manhattan on Bowie Street. But it turned out really good. The pictures are all over Facebook and the net, and I see the net is going kind of crazy because my outfit was ridiculous. But you know what? We're going to stay on your subject. Is a good man or woman hard to find?
Yes.
I ain't got none, so I guess they are hard to find. Honestly, right about now, you're lucky if you even find a good cut buddy.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Well, Lethal, we have a gentleman on the line from the 202. He was talking about, you know, him being married and, you know, the situation with his wife. He has a side chick and stuff like that. And, you know, he feels like it's important to inform the side chick about his situation and stuff like that. And my cousin Fatima in New York says that, why are you giving the side chick all this information and your female, your wife doesn't know? How you feel about that, Lethal?
Okay, should he tell his wife? I didn't hear the whole situation, but, I mean, he has to make sure that the side chick knows her place. You get what I'm trying to say? And sometimes a side chick keeps the happy home. You feel me? Because there might be certain things where his wife is, she's perfect in every way, but she doesn't fulfill certain needs, you know? And it's necessary to have that side chick to do certain things, but you don't want to be with the side chick. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And it keeps your solid marriage. It keeps a solid marriage sometimes. And in some cases, that's the case.
So you saying, Lethal, that it's necessary sometimes to have a side chick to maintain a happy home?
I'm not saying it's right, but I mean, let's be for real. Is it better to just leave your wife because she's lacking in one area? But
wow.
She's a great mother, you know what I'm saying? She's a great woman. She does everything you need her to do, like, but she's just lacking in a certain area. So is it best to give up your whole marriage? I don't know.
How do you feel about that, 202? You're live with Lethal Lips.
damn, I'm about to start studying. Let's see it. as far as my wife is concerned, it's something missing. But what's hurting my heart is when it comes to drugs. And so, you know, when you, like I said, I just can't never get that out of my face when she looked me dead in my face and chose drugs over me and allowed me to walk away from her. And that sticks with me, you know, and I think I'm going to take that to my grave on that, because I never would have thought that, you know, I know drugs can make a person do a lot of things and say a lot of things, but your own husband, that you would choose something over your own husband. And that just sticks out more than anything. And I would love for it to work, but as long as drugs are in the picture, and she's made it very clear that she does not tend to quit. So
the question is, why are you together?
Because I'm waiting. The Maryland law says I have to wait.
Okay, I understand now. But I was going to say, sometimes you can't even be mad at somebody because you say she chose drugs over her husband. A lot of people choose drugs over their own children.
Yeah.
That's true. So you got any advice for him, Lethal? Because we got Counselor Lethal Lips live on the line. We're sexy.
I have no advice. I see he just has to play the waiting game right now. As far as I'm concerned, he knows that he has to play the waiting game because that's what the state of Maryland says, right?
Yep.
So
Lethal, I gotta ask a question because you know you got wonderful fans on here. You know, Lethal.
Okay.
For a guy to charm you, for a guy or female, whoever it is, you know what I'm saying, to charm you, Lethal, what do they got to do? What are you looking for in a man or whatever?
Okay, I don't know if he exists, one, because there's a lot of things. Like right now I have a cut partner or whatever, and he is phenomenal, but I know due to circumstances in the industry that I'm in, and he's in a different industry, it's just not going to happen right now. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. For a person to woo me, I don't even know. You know what? I feel like everyone comes with an agenda. So when I feel like someone's coming at me with an agenda, I kind of get shied away. So, and because of the type of industry that I'm in, like it's automatic when I meet a guy, I feel like he's trying to jump my bone. So I, truth be told, I think I push away a lot of potentially good mates on my own. You know, he might have a, you know, he might have good intentions, but because of, you know, me having that block around me, I don't even give half, you know, half the guys a chance. So sometimes, I guess with me, it would take a little bit of patience.
So is that the fear of actually, like, letting yourself, you know, putting yourself out there and getting hurt? Is that more like the fear that you put the guard up like most women do?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm a tough person to deal with. I'm really slow in the beginning because most of the time it works out not in my favor to rush things. You know what I mean? So, like, it just takes a lot of patience for a guy. Like, I feel like the non-direct approach with me works best. So, like, if I see a guy and we happen to meet, you know, as long as he's not direct with me and I see him and I see how he acts around others and I see that he's a genuine individual, after a while I'll probably give him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I always take people that have the direct approach, that they're up to something, they're up to no good.
Okay, so, you know, for the chicks out there, because, you know, some chicks be into you too, so if a chick was trying to get at you, Lisa, what would they have to do?
Okay, well, you know what? I've noticed that, like, my only connection with the outside world half the time is through my Facebook and my Twitter and, you know, my social networking. So
mm-hmm.
what tends to happen is I do have females that come at me. So what people don't realize is, even though I might not talk back to a person or I might not follow them, it doesn't mean I don't read their entire timeline. So I go back about 1-2 months, and I see how many other people they're sitting there reaching out to see if it's actually genuine, if it's towards me. So usually what ends up happening is these people are just throwing a line out there waiting for any fish to bite. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
If I see that you're not really feeling me, per se, you're just feeling whoever, I don't want you. Usually what I go for is I like somebody with a head on their shoulders. I see that they're focused. I mean, looks are great, you know what I'm saying? But you could grow to like somebody that's not the most fabulous-looking person. But, I mean, I like to see people with their head on their shoulders, and they're not robots. Like, they just try to say whatever they think I want to hear. I like people that are opinionated and everything. That's it.
That's what it is, man. I love Lisa. She's a sweetheart. You know, she's a tough cookie, but she's definitely a genuine person. And fellas, man, if you out there and you want to woo her, man, make sure you come genuine. You understand what I'm saying? She is a bad motherfucker. Shut your mouth. She is. But real quick, because I know Lethal is busy all the time. She's a busy woman. If y'all got quick questions for Lethal to answer, ask her real quick. Big things. You got a question for Lethal?
Oh, yeah. Well, she pretty much answered my question, though, because I've been trying to get her for months to follow me back. So, you know, I'm going to send her taste or something. I don't know what it is, but I'm a big fan of hers, too. So, you know, I don't know what to pull up.
No, you know what it is? I tend to, with the Twitter situation, when people just come out and just say, hey, follow me, I look at them like, okay, well, you've never even said hi before. Like, with people that follow me, that I follow back, it usually happens after a while. I see there's somebody that's always talking to me. They always say what's up, and they have, you know, pretty cool things to say. I end up following them back. That's what happens.
Okay. Well,
that's,
you didn't follow me back, and then all of a sudden you unfollow. I'm like,
oh, I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened.
Man, it's all good. Yep. You know what? One of these days I'm going to meet you in person, so, you know, we're going to take a picture so I can put it on my wall, my laptop or something.
Well, I'm online right now, so you can actually tweet me right now.
Well, right now. Yep, on the computer right now, too. And it was a privilege to talk to you. And I wish you the best in everything.
Thank you.
That's what it is. Tima, you got a question for Lethal, Tima?
Yeah. I'm actually on your Facebook, as Boss Lady.
Okay.
Okay, Tima.
I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear
it. Oh,
did I lose you?
Tima, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Hello. All right, my question is, like, I mean, this is kind of personal. How does someone, like, get into the industry that you're in?
Oh, getting into the industry, it's honestly, majority of the business is going on not in New York City, but L.A., Atlanta, Florida. So basically, once you get into, it's easier for a female, I will say that. Once you kind of go with a company and they see you, they like your look, you're just going to get work back to back to back if you do your thing. But if you don't, then, you know, it's kind of like any other industry. You can get blackballed.
Oh, okay.
If you start showing up late to things and, you know, you just have a bad, sucky attitude. It's with, like, it's just like the music business. It's a small, small circle, and everybody knows what, you know, it's easy to get blackballed. That's it. But it's pretty easy to get into that business.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's it.
I hit them on Facebook.
Okay, Roo. You're welcome.
202, you have a question for Lethal 202?
A question?
I know Kat ain't got your tongue over there. Cause
I know, for real. Because you've been talking a lot about some sideline holes today. I don't know what you're talking about. Get together.
Well,
it's so funny.
To be honest with you, I'll put in my retirement package just to be with Lethal. I'll put it in.
Here you go.
I think everybody asked all the questions. I mean, keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. So I guess, well, you know, I put it like this. Can I ask? I'm gonna ask a question. Everybody on this line right now, which of these people actually have a good man or woman that they're with?
The sideline count?
Everybody. That means nobody on the phone. That's sad. You know that, Lush? That's so sad because I know
I
you.
I got a good person. I got a good person, even though I got a crush on Lethal and everything, but I do got a good
person. She said, I got a good person. Because, you know, I haven't heard anybody else talk about their relationships, and I see Lush all the time. I don't hear you talking about anyone. So I guess, you know, and every woman is doing her thing right now and has, like, you know, is at the top of her game. It's hard to find a man, a good one.
Well, Lethal, you know, in the industry you deal with, but you still deal with the, you know, the music industry and everything. You know, just being in the industry and being a boss like you are, it's hard to find some. Some men find us intimidating. Some men find us intimidating. Some women find us intimidating. So sometimes it's hard. And, you know, it's hard trying to give somebody time when we're so busy, you know?
Yeah. And the funny thing is, you know, for some reason I really attract these young guys, like 21, 22 and younger, and like 24. And I'm like, what are you doing next to me? Could you please move? I don't know what it is, but those are the ones with the balls to talk to you. And the grown men, I don't know, they're scared. What's wrong?
Wow. Oh, this is the question I got to ask you, Lethal.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather deal with an older guy, or would you rather be a cougar? Which one?
Truth be told, for some reason, I think I attract that whole 3 years younger than me crowd. And I don't really, I mean, you got to go for who likes you, basically. But, I mean, I don't really prefer younger men. I like people within my age group. I haven't really had the pleasure of dealing with a older man, per se, like, you know, 5 years old or anything. So I don't know yet. I don't really have any great preferences. It's just like whoever comes off the best when they meet me, that's who I end up talking to.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Lethal, when your birthday? So we know. When your birthday so we can
Oh, it's coming up. June 23rd. It's coming up.
Wow.
June 23rd? I got to make sure I'm all over your Facebook.
Okay.
You going to have a party?
I don't know what's going on. I will see what I'm doing within the next 2 weeks. We shall see. I don't really do well with planning things. When I don't plan, it just works out fine.
All I want to say is that I wish I was that outfit that was on your body that day that I seen that outfit with that one ass cheek
was
hanging
that.
Like
it was.
With the thigh. With
it
the
was.
Thigh. I was like, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Did you see that,
Tamar?
I saw it.
I'm going to do something a little different. Everybody had their little hoochie mama, you know, their freakum dress on, half an ass cheek out the bottom. I said, I'm going to do it different this time. We're not going to wear tight clothes, but I'm going to show a whole lot. And
wow.
I'm not going to lie. Everyone in the club, mouths drop. When I walk past, they like, no, she didn't. What is that girl wearing? And, well, hey, whatever.
All I'm saying, everybody listening, nobody could wear that outfit like a Lethal Lips. You hear me? She put a christening on that outfit. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to her Facebook. That outfit is outstanding. Good night.
It's a wrap.
God.
It's a wrap.
Damn.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everybody,
for coming
crazy.
Out. She said,
thank you,
everybody. Co-sign, for real. And we got two more callers real quick, because Lethal, I know she's busy. She got to leave. Guys, ask the questions real quick. If you got a question for Lethal, we're talking about relationships and stuff, and she's talking about how, you know, finding a good man and stuff like that and relationships. 201.
I actually have a little time right now.
201, you're live on Lush Radio Online. With Lethal Lips, speak your piece.
What's good? This is Q back on the air again.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, what's going on? I'm sorry, I had to hang up and everything, so I don't know what the topic is about. Are we still on good man, good woman to find, what?
Yeah,
you're
talking to Lethal Lips right now, though.
Lethal Lips?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds dangerous. Do I have to go? Hoo-wee. How you doing?
I'm fine. Oh, well, what did you have to say about finding a good woman or a good man?
Oh, you didn't hear what I said earlier. Well, like I said earlier, it all depends on the person, what they're looking for. You know, a good woman and a good man, it's all types of different when a person may consider a good man or a good woman. You know, my perspective of a good woman might be different than another man's perspective of a good woman. A good man might be a different perspective. You might see a good man as a different way as may Lush or Boss. You know, you might. So it all depends. My flavor of a good woman is, like I said, someone I could come home to, someone that's going to have my back, stand behind me no matter what, have my back through thick and thin, you know, that's going to be there to hold me down when I need to be held down, tell me when I'm wrong, tell me when I'm right. You know,
okay.
That's a good woman to me.
Okay.
No.
I get it.
Of course, a freaking devil and a lady in the street.
Wow. Okay, that's what it is, man. Q made a statement. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like this, man. Lethal Lips is wonderful. I love her.
I love that name. Lethal Lips.
On top of that, Lethal Lips, you know, is a very, very, like, you know, intelligent young lady. I mean, and she's a go-getter, and I love her to death. And I think besides me and Emma, I think we are serious when it comes to the nail game. It's Lethal, me, and Emma.
Yes. Yes.
When it comes to the nails, it's me, Lethal, and Emma when it comes to them nails, man. The nails,
I don't know what it is.
Game.
I just love to have my nails on. It makes me feel like so much of a lady. And even though everyone is like, why are your nails so long? It just makes me feel super duper feminine. And I love when I put my hand on the counter and somebody sees me counting out money or doing what I have to do with my nails. So I have to have my nails done.
You know what to
do?
I mean, all props and everything done to y'all for having your nails done. What happens getting to me is a woman that get her feet done. Cause if a woman,
oh, those are done already,
done,
too. I got that done now.
They're
always done.
That's the thing. But
you
see, I look at it like, this is how I look at it. If a woman keeps her feet up, you know she keeps everything else up on her. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's the one part of her body a man would never see is a woman's feet unless she wearing open-toed shoes. And if you got some bow wow, you know, you need to bark somewhere else.
So
am
I wrong for when I see a... Am I wrong for when I see a man and his face is never shaven and he's never really clean and his haircut is never fresh? Am I wrong for not wanting to see any other part of him? Because I feel like if you can't, you see that every day. And, I mean, every day when you look in the mirror, so what do your balls look like? And, like, you know, what's going on down there if you can't even keep up your face?
Like. That's disgusting. That's just nasty.
You know what I'm saying. Like, so when I see a guy like that,
right,
like.
I can tell you right now. I'm clean cut. And the balls are shaving. Balls are
okay.
Shaving.
Okay.
You know?
Wait a minute. Can't talk about all that. We just asked a question. What's going on the show? People just asked a question. Now you're going to tell her what you got. She ain't. See what I'm saying?
No, she's saying. She's saying.
She called that earlier.
Like, She's like saying if a man's face is all hairy, if his balls hairy too.
Hell no. Am I wrong? Something like when I see a guy and I'm like, you can't even keep your face up, and this is something you see every day. Like, who wants to go down there?
Cause who wants
it can't, there's
nobody.
No, there's, tell the truth. There's no man where his face is not clean cut. Like his face is messed up and his balls are all shaped up and stuff like that. Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah.
No,
y'all only one today. Oh my God.
But y'all gotta get your feet done too, because nobody wants your feet cutting the covers. Nobody wanna lay next to you and you're cutting everybody. You gotta men need to get their feet done.
Well, you know, let me say this too. Right, because let me butt in right now. I keep her manicured and pedicured, so I'm cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm cool.
So do I. So do I. I don't do the manicure thing because, I mean, I'm a nail biter. But I do the pedicure.
He said I'm a nail biter.
I keep the pedicure because I'd be damned if I put my feet in my mouth, so you don't never got to worry about that. I mean, I keep the pedicure.
That was a good one.
Grooming
is the number one thing that a man and men and women should do, because, you know, you don't want nobody to take care, you know, down under when the stuff is not together, man. You know, and shout out to the cats out there with them salty balls, man. Wash them things, man.
Yeah, you can't get nasty if you're dirty.
They're talking about sweaty nuts. If you got sweaty brothers, listen right now. If you got sweaty nuts, wash them. Wash them. Because if you want a woman to give you, if you want some head, don't have sweaty nuts. Because trust me, the smell travels up.
Not for that, for females too. Females, man, make sure that thing is clean too, man. Because nobody wants to go upstairs and it smell like full-court basketball. It's not a
problem.
Well,
trust and believe, if your shit smell like you're going to fishermen, I'm not fishing.
That's all right. Somebody else going to fish because of some nasty getting eaten. Just like
you know, I don't care. I do not have a problem telling a chick today. Then I'd be nice about it. Let's go take a shower. I'm not saying because I'm trying to get romantic. I'm trying to make sure her ass is clean.
Oh, hold up, real quick before we end out the show, because I want Lisa to tell us about some new events that's going on with her, because she's always traveling and stuff also. But I want to ask y'all real quick, what was your worst smelly sexual experience? Tell us the story. Let's ask Lisa first.
Oh, I had to go first. I don't want to go first.
Can I go first?
Yeah, go first.
Oh, true story. It was about 4 or 5 years ago. Girl, I mean, she looked good. Her hair was right. Body dressed tight and everything. And when you go do that same thing, and I was like, whoa, what's that smell? I'm like, I don't smell nothing. I'm like, I thought it was just my imagination. But then the smell started getting stronger. So I went to go check my garbage can, make sure I took the trash out. I'm like, I looked at my dog looked at me, and the dog said, "Roo," you know. So I'm like, yo, what is that smell? It's driving me crazy. So I laid on the bed, and you know, I mean, I did the sniff test.
I laid my head on her. She didn't smell herself.
Yo, because people live with themselves so much, they get used to the smell. They get used to the smell. Yo, I told the homegirl once I found out it was her. I'm like, yo, sorry, shorty. Either you could take a shower, well, you got to go.
There's no washing that. If it smells that bad, there's no washing that.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say. That's what I'm about to say. She took the shower, and it was still there. It was still there. I even took her to a step further. I went to the store and bought her some vinegar and water and a douche. And it still was there.
Get her that stuff. She has an infection.
She had the dirty cat.
Did you do it?
No, we gonna call that from now. We gonna call that alley cat. That's what we gonna call that. Alley.
I call that the dirty cat.
That's alley cat. Did you still do it though? You still did it.
He did it. You did the alley cat. You nasty. He did it. You rat.
Listen, my dick is my best friend. Wherever he go, I shall follow. Wherever he tells me not to go, I'm not going to go. I'm going to take care of him just like he take care of me. And I don't think the comedy could have helped that. I mean, fuck the bitch. Because no, she had the dirty shit.
Oh. All right, so that's yours. All right.
Okay, let's
Okay, you know what? I have a story. Now that I think about
it. Go ahead.
Okay, but see, y'all gonna say I'm dead wrong for what I did because I still went through with my situation. Okay, you know, it's somebody I slept with in the past, so they came to the crib, whatever, whatever. We about to get it popping. I was about to give them a BJ and all of that. And he was like, okay, I got to go to the bathroom. And you know what? He's uncircumcised. And I'm not going to lie to you, men, if you're uncircumcised, take care of your business. So he goes to the bathroom, and, you know, he was amped. He was ready. He was just about to get a BJ. Went to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. He came back. I kid you not. I pulled that skin back. It was like, oh. So I said, you know what? I'm not sucking no dick today. I threw that condom on, but I did get fucked. I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
I know I'm dead wrong for that. Well, I know I was dead wrong for it, but hey, I was like, I ain't going there, but I'm going to throw this on that.
Wow.
Yo, this is so valid.
Yo, this is...
No, because they don't understand. Like, you pee and stuff like that. You got to clean that up properly because you're uncircumcised. Like, they got to take care of themselves just like women do.
Yeah, guys, y'all definitely got to pull that skin back after y'all urinate, whatever. Y'all got to wash that off, man, because that joint, all that stuff is funky, man. Damn.
All that stuff is funky.
Yo, I can't breathe. Oh, my God, I can't breathe. Hey, yo, Big Things, what was your experience, Big Things?
I mean, man, I don't.
Don't even lie and say you ain't had one, son. Stop playing.
No, I don't know. No, well, my situation was a foreplay thing. Like, I'm a foreplay type of dude. You feel what I'm saying? You know, and my whole thing is that, you know, the thing that got me is that she, you know, like, I can tell when a woman have a yeast infection versus that she don't. It's a certain type of smell, certain type of whatever, whatever. And I couldn't do it. I mean, you know, well, hey, I'm just saying, like, I couldn't really get into it. Like, oh, man. So that was my worst experience, you know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't mind taking Lethal Lips on a date, though. Yeah, you know how to put that in there.
Yeah, I see how you slid that in there. Oh, what was I going to say? Another thing, too, because I am bisexual. I've been, like, I was ready to get it popping in a little threesome situation with Shorty, and she gets her pants down, and she's a fly bitch. Always got her nails did, everything clean, you know, clothes game popping. That motherfucker pulled her drawers down and had like a fucking forest down there. And I'm like, yo, who the fuck is gonna put their face in? And then, like, you know, the guy looking at me like, why you ain't gonna eat it? And I'm like, who the fuck gonna eat that? Not me. Like, that shit is crazy. No, because you know what? Like, hair keeps a certain type of smell. Like, it holds on to the smell. And I can't get with that.
Oh my Jesus.
You know what I'm talking about. It just has a totally different smell. You know, once you get that up on your face, you can't get that off.
But that's true. That's real.
Oh my God, tears coming out of my eyes, yo. She's crazy.
Oh, you know what? I got something else to say. I wanna know if it's just me, like, okay. When you all see them people doing whatever they do, it's not cum. Am I wrong? Like, that's not cum, that white stuff coming up out the girl in chunks of stuff. That is not cum. Because guys be like, oh, where's your cum at? I'm like, I don't cum like that. I don't know anybody that cum. And talk about, oh, yeah, the girl was coming all over my thing. No, she wasn't.
She had a yeast infection.
see yeast all over your thing.
Can I comment on that, though? Because someone told me something different, right? This thing from the West Coast. I want to comment on what Lisa just said. Now, I don't know if this is true or false, but someone told me this in the adult industry. They said that what you see that coming out of a woman's vagina is actually like a powder substance. And so when you insert and it comes out like that, I don't know how true that is. I'm just saying.
Nah, man.
You said a powder, like, you talk about powder, like Kool-Aid powder, sugar, something like that?
No. Well, you know what? It is no telling what everybody does and stuff like that. But, I mean, there are different ways to mimic certain things if you want to mimic something. But I've never heard of, like, the powder thing. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I don't know what that one is.
I've heard extra lube.
I mean, we've had to,
when
a guy can't come, we'd have to use, like, egg whites and, you know, make fake a nut or whatever in the mouth. But, like, I've never seen that one.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Yo, Tima, it's your time. Stop faking, son.
Oh, just real quick. Wow.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? Lush, you know what? I think since we're putting, you know, everybody's putting their opinion out on their good men and good women and stuff like that. I'm putting a request out there. I'm looking for Usher. I'm serious. I think he's going to do all the little nasty things I need him to do.
He's looking for Usher.
Yo, Usher, out there, if you're listening, we're going to work on that Usher interview and we'll make sure that Lisa Lips is on the line. We'll get Usher on the line, and we'll get Lethal Lips, and hopefully we can get this love connection going on. All I'm saying is shout me out, my nigga. Shout me out, my
nigga.
If you are Usher lookalike, if you're Usher Raymond lookalike.
No, I don't want the lookalike, because he needs to do the same shit that he do, all the nasty stuff. I know he's nasty. I just know he's nasty. I can feel it.
Usher, we got you. We're going to get that Usher interview. We're going to make that love connection with you and Lethal Lips. She's your nasty girl.
Y'all are crazy. Y'all having fun over here.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't rest with Lush Radio on Online.
No more.
Y'all wild.
So, we live right now, only on Lush Radio. 850, you're live on Lush Radio Online. I know you've been listening, cracking up, man. You're live with Lethal Lips. What up, though? Where you calling from? 850? 850. Cat got your tongue, baby. Cat got your tongue. Talk, baby. 850. I guess he just listened. Nope. Okay, you talk. What's up, man?
Like, man, like y'all tripping like hard, man. The power shit.
Where you calling from? 850.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's what's up, man. Lethal Lips travels down to Florida and everything too, man. You know, she goes on tour and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You got a question for Lethal?
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, I had it leaked up like a while back. Like, you know, I got any appearances like in rap videos.
Yeah, I do it.
Like, which one? Like, I was trying to look for you.
Oh, I was in what video was that with Cameron and Vado in the city? I'm trying to think what the name of the song was. I haven't the slightest idea. It's on YouTube. All you got to do is Google Lethal Lips and it's Cameron, and it'll come up.
Oh, that's what's up. I'll definitely do that.
Thank you.
That's what it is. You should book her for a music video. You got them cats out there. Lethal Lips definitely can host a mixtape. She can be in music videos. She does shows. She is the bomb. She is Lethal Lips.
Somebody's on Twitter right now going crazy, saying they laughing their ass off listening to her. Raven October. Shout out to Raven October.
That's what it is. Shout out to Raven October. Lethal, if they want to book you or anything, how do they contact you? Via email? How do they contact you, Lethal?
The email will probably be best. It's lethallips, XXX, and lips is spelled with two P's, at gmail.com.
That's what it
a
is.
A lot of people don't know how to spell. Look for me on Twitter. If you want to find me on Twitter, I'm on Facebook or something, and just hit me up. I respond.
That's what it is. Or you can go on my timeline, and you'll see her on there. And fellas, don't be mad if she don't contact you and she talks to me. This is my homie. This is my girl. This is my sister from another mother. Don't act like that.
They get mad at me. You know what they be telling me? Oh, I just want to fuck. I want to just suck you this, that, and the third, and I just want you to sit on my. How do you respond to that? I don't know you. Like, how, what am I supposed to say? Okay, meet me at the corner of. No, it's not gonna happen.
No, and then people be sending me. I really talk about this anonymous dick all the time because they be sending me greased up and sometimes ashy anonymous dick pictures, no face and body.
Oh,
face. And I'm like, okay, well, what's this supposed to do for me?
No, they don't send you ashy dick.
Yes, they do. I be getting all types of penises in my email.
Oh, no, my goodness.
Wow.
With no face, no name, no nothing.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy, yo. Yo, if y'all listening, man, we bugging out with Lethal Lips, man. She's a wonderful young lady live on the show with us. Call her from the block number. You're live on Lush Radio now, online with Lethal Lips. Peace. Tell us where you calling from.
Hello?
Hello? What's up?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn.
I just wanted to know, Lethal, where you going to be at this Memorial weekend?
This Memorial weekend, for I think I'm going to be in Maryland. I think I'm going to be in Maryland. I don't really do too well with crowds and stuff, so I can't go to Florida. Like, I don't like people pushing
Why
me.
Why not? You like the it girl. You can't not good with crowds.
Man, I'm serious. I can't stand that. They be pushing and all types of stuff, and I can't do it. Maybe next year, but I'm going to be in Maryland.
A lot of people wanted to know, so I asked.
Oh, why are you a promoter in Brooklyn?
No, I'm not a promoter, but I'm just going to be out there and stuff.
Oh, okay. Maybe next time. Hit me up on Twitter.
All right.
That's what it is. The fans want to know where Lethal Lips is going to be. So she's going to be in Maryland, so that means she's going to be close to me. And stuff, so you can't stop acting like you can't say hi to me when you come
I'm
over
here. I'm going to say hi. I'm gonna be there on Monday of next week, so I will be in the D.C., Maryland area for at least a week this time.
Wow.
So I'm not gonna lie. Maryland shows me a lot of love.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I love Lethal to death. She is a sweetheart and stuff. You know. And you know what, Lethal, you know what? For a lot of people, you know that picture of me and you hugging each other on the picture, right? I got that on my Skype profile, right? Everybody's like, oh, are y'all sisters? Y'all kind of favor each other. She's like, my sister,
yeah.
You.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that.
Yeah,
that right there, I agree with. That's kind of crazy.
It's true. I know I could see it. You know, we got the whole big black girl features and stuff like that. Yeah, like everything times 10, you know what I'm saying? Everything is supersized. It's true. I mean, I can't deny it. Everything is supersized on me. I was looking at me standing next to some little petite, little cute little girls the other day in the club, and, like, I saw the photograph, and I'm like, damn, you got, like, a big face. Like, I have, like, a really cartoony face. Like, the eyes, everything is just right there. Yeah, like, hey. I'm not mad. No, I didn't say it's not cute, but it's just like I'm super duper animated. So like when you see the picture, you don't see nobody else. You be like, yeah, they cute, but like I just take over the whole picture.
That's it. That's just what you do.
But you have a strong presence, a strong personality, and that's what people love about you, man. And you're a wonderful person. And you know, people just see Lethal as that star. In that business, but so to actually get to know Lethal and to talk to her, she is hilarious. She's cool, you know, and she don't take no shit, you know.
Oh,
she's
I got a question for y'all. What do y'all think about this? Have y'all heard about this Ghetto Gaggers website?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I heard.
Okay. Well, they
her.
Do a lot of they do a lot of disrespectful stuff to a lot of the black female talent, you know. In the industry.
Wow.
And so I got them, they hit me up on my Twitter account today, and they're like, you know, they're getting a lot of requests from their fans, and they said, a lot of the fans said they're not going to buy any more Ghetto Gadgets until they get me on an episode. So I, like, said this so many times, like, I would never do it because they are, like, when I say disrespectful to the point, like, they're like, oh, you like this white, da-da-da, you nigger this and that. And, like, it's real crazy.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's real, real crazy. But they have a lot of our top black female talent in the business doing it. And I'm like, well, how much did they pay these bitches? Like, so I don't know. Like, I really want to know what's everybody's opinion because I feel like I would lose my fan base from doing that.
Don't do it. I heard a lot of bad things about them and stuff from a lot of the top chicks in the game. Don't do it, Lethal. Please don't do it because I respect it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Please. I'm on my knees. Please don't do it.
Yeah, I was really
like the worst.
I know, and I'm surprised. Like, they really hit me up. The director hit me up right on Twitter today, and I said, oh, no, here it goes. Yeah, so I don't think I'm not going to do that.
Don't do it. I'd rather you do 50 live shows than to be on Ghetto Gary.
Yeah.
Don't do it. You just officially got stand by Lush Radio Online. Don't do it.
Okay, I'm not gonna do it.
For real, don't do Ghetto Gaggers. But tell us what's new and what's going on that we got to look out for Lethal. Any new things going on that we need to watch for and everything like that, Lethal?
What do you need to watch for with me right now? Right now, you know, I was actually going to go back under my rock and hide out for a minute for like another month, and you wasn't going to see nothing from me for a month, and then I'm going to come out with like a big surprise. I'm not telling, but I will say this much. Anything I do, it will be a world star. That's it.
But check this out, y'all. If she don't tell y'all, she going to tell me. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but you know what? I love you to death, and you a sweetheart, and I'll see nothing but success for you. Keep doing what you're doing. I can't wait till you come next week. And, you know what I'm saying, everybody, y'all final thoughts with Lethal. You know, I know y'all want to hug her. Y'all want to touch her booty. You just want to kiss on her lips because the lips are so juicy. Touch her.
Best
wishes. Best wishes, Lethal. You know, keep doing your thing. And
best wishes finding a good man.
Best wishes finding Usher.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta get Usher. That's what you want. You gotta go for what you want now. That's what you're
saying. Yep, I'll babysit. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's a start.
That's a start, man. That's the way into the door. Babysit.
Exactly. That's all you gotta do is get there. Once you're there, it's a wrap. That's it.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta get Lethal that nanny job over there at the Raymond house and shit. We gotta get that.
Definitely one for the nanny. They were like, who's this? Lethal. Baby.
Lethal. They gonna take one look at me and be like, Oh, no. Where's she going with all that?
You can breastfeed, man. You can breastfeed both of them.
Oh, man.
Big thing. You got final thoughts for Lethal?
Yes. You know, just basically, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Hey, I'm one of your biggest fans. And one other thing I want to say, too, that if you ever need personal protection or bodyguards, hey, I'm your guy. That's what I do.
Oh, that's what you do. Okay. And where is he from? He's in the Maryland area?
Nope.
He's actually in the California area. And he does bodyguard services.
Oh, you're in California. Okay.
Yes, Bay Area.
I need to come out to the Bay.
Yes, you do.
Get some work done.
And matter of fact, I might just talk to a promoter and see what we can do and stuff. And I'll hit you on your Twitter.
Okay, you hit me right now because I'm on. It's nice talking to you, Lush, but I'm dead serious. We gotta find somebody. I'm dead serious.
For the love, Lethal. But I'm gonna try to talk to Usher Raymond's get him on the show, and we will make this love. I'll be like, look, Usher, I'm gonna take some. My sister from another mother is coming on the line. What's up, y'all?
Yeah. She needs a nanny job.
You know what I'm saying? Because I should make you want to leave the one I'm with.
There you go. You crazy.
I can't.
Oh,
this is too much.
Yo, Lethal, I love you, man. Everybody give Lethal an imaginary hug, her hugger. And yo, shout out to Raven October. He said we definitely got a new listener today. So shout out to him.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, definitely. And make sure all of you guys follow Lethal Lips on Twitter. Follow her on Facebook. You can Google her. Make sure you leave comments on there. You know, tell her how lovely she is. How beautiful she is. Y'all seen the picture
of
her?
Oh, yeah, you know what? I hope no one's mad at me and thinks I'm not accepting their Facebook request, but I right now I have 1,500 new Facebook requests, and I cannot accept you guys. You guys got to go to my fan page. It's on there.
Yeah,
thanks.
Go to our fan page.
My Facebook page is full.
Even though she accepted my Facebook thing, and I've been her friend for like a minute, so aha in your face, aha.
That's not nice.
That was so wrong.
Oh, I was saying wrong about that. I'm sorry, but I know you, Lethal. You know what I'm saying? We got to get out of here. Let's radio online, and you know what I'm saying? Keep winning no matter what. I don't care what business you are. Nobody can knock you. Let's get money. You know what I'm saying? 2010. And all my friends that I love the best, like Lethal and everybody, your blessings are coming soon. Just be patient, man. They're coming. Anything you want in life, they say, speak it into existence, and it shall come. So it's coming.
That's
for you guys,
truth,
man. Just be patient, man. It's coming, and I feel it in my gut. So surround yourself with positive things, and don't let nobody stop you from what you're doing. Keep winning. Let's be online. You know, we talked about all kinds of crazy stuff today, but it was fun. We had last week's joke, and we educate y'all on some things that you might have did not know about Lethal Lips. And we also had Craig G live on the line from the famous legendary group, the Juice Crew, live on Lush Radio Alone. So, yeah, Lush Radio Live giving it to you. Sock it to them now. I'm out of here. Keep winning. Tampa.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top looking now. Dead bleeding in the street. Got somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big man.
Been winning ever since the beginning. 500,000 10 of day one. Yeah. I got about three women. Hopes of being my house. Club on Friday and going by. Yeah. I ain't hit the lotto. Never promised tomorrow.